Fellas, we've surveyed women all around the world, and 9 out of 10 women agree they prefer for their man to be groomed down below. Now, he ain't got to be completely bald, but they want him to shave that fro down just a little bit. And Manscaped is here to help you because they just released the all-new Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. Now, this trimmer has skin-soft technology, and it also features their brightest LED spotlight to date. Of course, they're waterproof and so silent, you can't even tell that I'm using them right now. You can get 20% off your Manscaped clippers or anything else on their website, like the boxes that I'm wearing too, by using our code word Dignified. They'll even throw in free shipping when you go to check out. So go to manscaped.com, use that code word Dignified, and upgrade your balls. Yep, it's your boy Jerry the Great, and you are tuned into a brand new episode of the Dignified Delinquents Podcast, man. Now listen, this is February. This is the month of surprises, and we got some surprises going on in this motherfucker today. Now, first and foremost, I'm your boy Jerry, and I got some special guests in the building. One has always been here. The other one has been here. Y'all know her. She ain't new. We got that dude Breeze and Ness and Ness in the building.
Hi, guys.
Yo.
Hey, everybody.
Welcome back. You know I like that. Ness and Ness, how you doing, dog?
Oh, I'm good.
You good?
You see me.
Ooh.
How I look like I'm doing.
Ooh.
How I look like I'm doing.
How you doing? How I look?
Oh, shit. I mean, I'm good, though. 2024 is starting off good.
Kobe.
It's been good. 2023 was a little bit of struggle.
Okay.
I ain't gonna lie. It was a year of growing and changing and stuff, but 2024 is going good. I'm good. I'm happy to be here.
I gotta tell you, you look very radiant. You got your dreads are going.
Thank you.
I hope I'm not out of line for saying this.
That's the guy.
You like you lost weight?
I have. Okay. Yes. A lot of changes.
Mm.
A lot of changes. Same me.
Same you.
Yeah, but I have. I've been going to the gym, doing the stairs. Step. I only do 30 minutes a day, in and out.
Mm.
But I think I've lost maybe 10 pounds since I started doing that in November. Wait, am I running through what I've been doing right now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Just I got a promotion in my job.
Shout out to you.
Shout out to everybody that works remote or works from home.
Huh?
I'm on the team now.
Ooh, how does it feel?
That shit feels so good.
Amazing.
I ain't gonna lie. All the memes where it's like you laying in the bed at 7:59 and at 7:30 you in front of the computer.
Mm-hmm.
That's me. But it's great. I don't really have nobody over my back, like, you know what I'm saying, like most jobs do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in a place that's like really effective with the kids.
Nice.
So I love that. I'm taking some classes so that I can add some more stuff to my certificate.
Ooh, shit.
Oh, y'all be proud of me about this one. I started the home buying process.
Ooh. We got an open house down the street if you want to go.
No. All right, bye, everybody. Look at Cherry.
Look at this motherfucker.
This nigga trash ain't even not. It's Thursday.
But that's been interesting. I wouldn't mind talking about that a little bit.
Nice. Okay.
I learned a lot so far with that process, and you know where your credit needs to be, and fixing your credit and down payment and closing costs, and all that stuff that
people don't even tell you. You don't know about it unless you know about it.
Yeah. You don't know what you don't know. So I started that process. Me and my man still good.
I was gonna say, how my guy doing?
We're still good. Everything's good.
Okay.
I feel like, you know what I'm saying, I found my groove.
Yeah.
This past year. I feel like all of us did. I feel like shout out to everybody. Everybody looks like they're excelling. You look like you in your stride at work.
Thank you.
Teacher of the year. Veronica been on the go. Like, it just feels like everybody just shot up.
I think it was 2023 was tough because I was finishing school.
Mm-hmm.
But after I finished that and then just started getting my routine together and just getting life and everything in order, man, it's been great. Breeze got his shit going.
Yep.
Talk about it, man.
Ain't nothing to talk about, man. I'm just taking class.
How's school going?
It's going.
It's going.
It's going.
They already know you.
Yeah, okay. So I realized that I'm pretty good at writing papers.
You're using ChatGPT like a motherfucker.
No. I'm scared. I'm scared. The professors in his syllabus, he highlighted. So I don't know what they got. So I don't even want to test it. But
Ain't nothing to check. Ain't nothing to check that shit yet. But keep writing your papers.
But you know, I'm enjoying it doing my research. Because right now I'm doing the rate of disciplinary action on African American males in the school system.
That was a mouthful right there, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The rate of disciplinary acts on African American males in the school system.
Yes.
Sound like you know what he's talking about.
Yeah, he sounded very sure.
So like, that's what I do. I work with discipline all day, so that feels kind of like I'm just writing.
Are you at home? Yeah.
I'm talking to the computer, but it's writing it down, you know, the little word.
You do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because sometimes typing, for me, it's kind of like, okay. But when I'm talking and I'm saying what I feel and it's coming out, I can do it more because I know it. But now I'm thinking about, because I'm not one of the people that can go, okay, boom, boom, boom. I don't type slow, but it ain't fast.
Does it pick up your grammar?
I go back and check all that. And then
so you just get your ideas out, and then you go back in.
I send it to the writing center at UCF.
Nice. You utilizing the services
we ain't do that back then. That first go.
Nah, hell nah.
What? But you gonna get this and whatever it is.
But I'm definitely utilizing that. So I actually this morning just sent in my second paper.
Nice. So that's what's up, man. Congratulations.
Up working on a Saturday morning.
On a Saturday.
Then comes to work.
You cut your hair?
Yeah.
You cut your hair?
That's more manageable.
Okay, for sure.
Once I leave here, I'm going to get an edge. It's for my sister-in-law's birthday.
Okay.
We'll get together, so.
Nice. You know. Now, Nessa, a question for you, because you talking about working from home now. Now, I know if things ain't changed, your boyfriend worked from home as well. How is that working from home together? Because me and Veronica, she worked from home on, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Mm-hmm. And I know on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, I got to get the fuck out the house.
Honestly, we flip-flop roles.
Okay.
Is this past year, it's been a flip-flop. So now he's out in the field, and I'm the one at home every day.
He enjoys being?
He does. He loves it. He has a different group of people that he works with. You know, where you work and the people that you work with definitely can make or break a job for you. So, he enjoys it. I definitely enjoy being home. It's kind of interesting, like paying attention, like who does the cleaning and stuff like that, because I did used to think, dang, he home all day. Like,
he ain't clean.
But now I be home all day, and it's not
ain't
always.
No time.
Yeah, it's really not, because I be working for real. It's crazy, because your family don't think you be working for real.
You work from home?
Yeah.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah, everybody think, oh, she not fucking working. They call me all day long. I'm like, bro, I'm working right now.
You're home, mad as hell. You ain't doing nothing.
Mad as hell when I call Jerry and put the phone. Like, this nigga working from home. What the fuck is he doing?
But we be working.
Sleep like a motherfucker.
I can't even, I don't know, maybe it's the Virgo in me, but like, even if I do sit down, I make sure my ringer's on.
Yeah.
I make sure my boss is on my favorites if I do want to, you know what I'm saying? Because I'd be scared.
Have you ever woke up and realized that you done missed the call, like an important call? Like, you're like, oh shit, I done missed the goddamn call.
In the beginning, he don't call me much, which I appreciate if you ever hear this, but whenever he does expect the phone to be answered, or like a very quick callback.
Okay.
So you learn that shit one time, because they ain't gonna catch me slipping. Mm-mm. And send me back to the office.
Or
back to that school. So now I get to go to different schools throughout the week. I spend half the day at home, and then I might go to a school, or I might be at home the whole day.
Nice.
As long as my shit's done, nobody really bothers me.
Nice. That's what's up.
Mm-hmm.
This is a good little reunion. Because I was telling Vanessa, I was like, I don't think we saw you since December. Well, I saw you in January of 2023, but we haven't.
Who is each other?
You were a bartender. You were bartending at Jay's event.
Nah, we ain't.
Signature Twist.
Yeah, we haven't chopped it up.
Yeah, since then. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's been.
Jerry came over.
At least a year. I did not. Come on.
Jerry didn't want to speak to me.
Why wouldn't I want to speak?
He was scared.
No, your line was long. That's the first thing.
Oh, yeah, my line was long.
Your line was long as hell.
That mean you was going shots in that.
No, she.
I ain't even win.
She, no, not the person who won should have won, because her line was out the dope.
Everybody said her shit was
so I think Vanessa was a good, easy second behind that, the one. But I will say, Vanessa's drink was a good drink. I think she was using like a cheaper liquor. So as soon as I drank hers, I had like a headache. Like it was instant. I was like, ah, shit.
Well, my first bartending competition.
Yeah.
My first one.
You got to say, you came in second.
Yeah.
You came in second. Out of three. So, you know, you can't, can't win them all. Goddamn.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm.
But yeah, so it's been a minute since I've seen you, but it's good to see you.
Yeah. It's good to be here.
Good to be seen.
I got the text. I was like, oh.
Uh-oh. Jerry summoned me. And then Vanessa's like, hey, so what can I put on my rider? Like, rider?
Do the people know what a rider is?
I don't know. You want to tell them?
Oh, because I had to explain it at home. Because I said, ooh, I text Jerry. Da, 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 da. But a rider is when a celebrity comes around and whoever is hosting them has to get. So say they want a Snickers, a Grey Goose, and a Sprite. You got to make sure they have that in their dressing room.
In their dressing room. Ready for them.
So I was going to text Jerry some requests.
Oh, I text back. I said, not a rider.
it's just a jokey joke.
Green M&Ms, only green. Man, this feels good. Breeze, how you feeling today, man?
I feel good.
You feel good?
I feel good. I feel good.
Teacher of the year-ish.
Stop.
Teacher.
Stop,
nigga, you teacher of the year.
I'm very proud. I'm very proud.
You teacher of the year today, name the next one.
Mm-hmm. I'm top 10 in the city.
You got a parking spot.
Yeah.
You got a parking spot?
Yeah, I don't use it, though. I let the teacher from last year use it. I park in the back. So
the teacher from last year old or something?
Nah. I just park in the back when I want to leave. I can go.
Mm.
Like, they ain't stopping me. Like, Mr. Smith, he went through the bag.
I remember I used to work at the school district, and I would see the teacher of the year's car, and I'd be like, God, that's a damn shame. This damn teacher of the year. And this.
And that Kia Forte.
And they can't even get paid enough to get their goddamn, they got their back tire flat.
The winner of the whole thing got a new car.
I saw that.
What?
A Hyundai.
Damn.
And he has a nice car.
Elantra.
Elantra. Yeah. Hyundai Elantra.
Yeah.
And he, I know him because he's a Kappa.
Oh, okay.
And he has a very nice car already.
Mm.
So I'm curious what he's going to do with that car that he won. Like, do you have to get that car back? Can he sell it?
Like, do whatever you want to do, it's his.
Hold that shit.
Would you sell it?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I hold on to it.
I'm keeping it.
That's all right, your car ready.
That bitch will never be touched. It's been that bitch for 10 years. All right.
That bitch gonna be 20 years old by the time she can ride it.
That bitch still look like new because ain't nobody gonna drive it.
She growing on up though. How old is she?
She'll be, what, 8 this year?
She was just about 5.
Time flies when you're having fun, huh? Man.
Right.
She on the rise too.
Yeah,
I hear what Ari and Yo-Yo.
I hear Ari and Yo-Yo.
I hear breaking records on the gift test. T-shirt.
Go ahead. That's how. But how you just about the car? That's how my niece's car was because she got a. I don't want to say an old ass car, but it's like an O2. But when she got it, the thing only had like maybe 1,200 miles. The car had 36 miles on it, and it's the one in my driveway.
No, I rode past. I was like, I know that ain't Jerry. Like, no shade. But I was like, I know that. Because Jerry keep up. You know what I'm saying? But I was like,
oh. She had 36 miles in her car. She got it.
That bitch,
they
that
didn't ride that bitch at all.
Right. It was.
Test drove.
They got it and died.
Man, what the fuck out. Nigga passed out in the lot. No, he signed these papers already. He's already signed these papers. Ain't nothing we can do. These papers signed, nigga. This car, take him in the car.
Dang.
You can bury him in the car if you want.
36 miles.
36 miles. So, I got a car maybe a year ago, and I was like, damn, I be driving a lot. I think I put like maybe 12,000 on my car in a year.
Yeah, you do drive a lot,
and I don't because my wife makes me drive everywhere.
Every other post is a goddamn trip.
That's how it's supposed to be. I make my boyfriend drive everywhere.
Shit, she don't trust my driving.
What? Shit, he don't trust my driving. It's not that he don't trust it, but the whole time he's saying shit.
Mm.
So now I'm irritated. So
that's what it is with me.
And God, you drive. You drive.
Yeah.
You gonna be driving from the passenger seat. So you drive.
Yeah. I be over there breaking like a motherfucker.
Breeze. I see the fucking God. Give me a chance.
Now, speaking of trips, Vanessa, have you done any traveling this year? Or since I saw you in Breeze, are you planning on doing any? Because you just came back from, you went on a cruise, and then you went somewhere else, didn't you?
Went to Hades.
You went to Haiti? Family be in
on a cruise ship, though. Okay. You ain't go to like.
I was
going to
say,
you ain't go in that
DR.
Okay. And the Bahamas.
They say the DR is where men go to go. We got whole families in the DR.
Bro, the DR, it was some pretty looking women, though. I told Brie, I said, is that real or BBLs? Like,
that's real.
That's real. That's but they were walking around with it just on their backs. Nigga, I'm trying
that bitch just bouncing. We on the damn bus and we see all these. I'm like, God damn. Man, just bouncing.
Like, women on vacation or just the
women that's working trying to sell you shit?
The locals.
I was dancing about everything. They were like, hey, I was like, what? We were like, nothing else. I'm like,
you get a straw hat. You need a hat. We need the hat.
You want the kitchen? It's Alexa. You we know by the name Alexa. Get the shit.
Somebody named Alexa.
Give it a goddamn. Give it a damn $30 with a keychain.
Because that's how much they cost.
Give it $30. Shit.
Hey,
I'm unfortunate.
Speaking of keychains, one, Punta Cana. Ladies, if your man going on guy's trip to Punta Cana, you got a whole family over there. Mm-mm. But speaking of keychains, so this is how they get you in like the Bahamas and like those areas. I ain't going to say who it was, but she going to know who she is. So she went to the Bahamas and she brought a keychain from these people like that was selling them. Now, the keychain was pink and green. And they had some other colors like crimson and cream, blue and white. They had other colors. But she's like, oh, my favorite color is pink. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get this keychain. It looks very similar to whatever. Mm-hmm. She went to college and then they ran her shit. Mm-hmm. They was like, come up off of that.
That's what happened to one of the cousins?
One of the cousins, yeah.
Oh, Lord. Oh, goodness. Damn. I want to hear that story off of.
Give me that, sister.
Oh, goodness.
They say, come on up off that.
What's your name? Where you from?
And she came up off of it. I said, nigga.
Well, she do go to E-Dub.
That shit could have been.
That shit could have been.
I got, you remember? They jumped me.
They jumped, yeah. I was like, how did you do? Did you say, here y'all go? I'm sorry.
You had to do that shit tough, though, man. Fine.
I ain't like this shit anyway.
Punk ass.
Throw it in the ass.
Hey.
Wow. It's Black History Month, y'all. So happy Black History Month to Thanks. Y'all. What do y'all think is the new symbol of Black History Month? Because folks are saying it's the Montgomery, when the dude threw the hat up and then there was the whole Montgomery brawl. They said like, that's like the new symbol of Black History Month.
I don't know, dog.
Big labia energy.
What if I eat a little cheese every day?
Just keep it.
It's like I have a tolerance. Yeah, for cheese.
Good Same job with building cats. Up your tolerance.
Like if I pet a cat every day for the first week or two.
I thought you were going to say if I eat a cat a little bit every day, starting at the tail and just ate a little bit, then I'd be fine. But if I didn't eat a cat for 3 months.
I would totally start at the face. Why would you start at the tail?
If someone put a gun to my head and said, eat this cat. I'm trying to think of an acceptable scenario. We're still talking
about a feline, right? Oh, did you think I was talking about pussy?
Maybe. It could go there.
I don't want to eat a cat. I want to eat a pussy.
I don't know. A symbol?
We can go with it.
That's
one occasion where we came out on top.
Mm.
You know? Nobody went to jail for that or anything.
Yes,
like
he did.
They did. He got a little bit. Oh, I was going to say. They don't count.
Oh, they ain't sending him to nothing. They ain't.
He got community service.
Yeah, some little.
He got community service.
Well, look at God.
Want to do it? That nigga was breaking backs with that damn chair. That nigga.
He been through some shit.
That nigga.
Bro, he was throwing his hips in it and on. You ever threw your whole body into a person? You're like, You know, he been through some shit.
Yeah, no, I was proud that day.
That was a dub.
I was proud. Mm-hmm. I stood up as a proud Black man. Look at that. Look at God.
Is that it though? That's a shame.
I mean, Rosa Parks on the bus, that could be.
Yeah, I'm thinking like more recent.
Oh, more recent. This is what's pissing me off. Like, so the Super Bowl coming up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now,
don't you talk about it?
What?
Her.
What, her okay. And that goddamn swag surf, but
that shit pissed me off too.
Go ahead.
Well, no, I seen that the person who made swag surf said it'd be cool if she
gave her a pass. That nigga want a bad though. Them niggas, the way that nigga recorded that interview in that Nissan Altima, I was like, yeah, he down a little bit.
Not in his Altima,
bro. Katie is so paid. You can't do nothing against it. Katie's so paid.
Katie.
What's her name?
Taylor.
That show how much I know about her.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
But Taylor Swift, that's her name.
Yeah.
I don't.
She's so damn.
What's one of her songs?
Uh,
She sang about all the boys she break up with.
And the haters wanna hey. Shake it off, shake it off.
Shake it off.
Shake it off.
Oh, why Blank you space? Gotta be so rude? No.
I don't know, that's her.
So, it's some song about no, being that, mean.
That's not her. That's not be so rude. Can I have your girl for the rest of mine? That's another group. No. That goes to show how much we are tapped in.
But we know she got money.
Something about, yeah, oh, yeah. She do.
Oh, she got money.
That's one thing about it.
But that pissed me off, like, them doing that. And then now, did y'all see this one? They are saying that barbers across the country are being bombarded by people wanting the Travis Kelce cut, which is nothing but a temp fade. And it was like, nigga, we've been wearing temp fades
since we got clippers. That was probably the first haircut ever.
They renamed, just like you seen, they renamed Lean.
What they renamed Lean?
The Lazy Girl Cocktail.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, that's the new thing, how they gentrified Lean. And it's a girl with a Sprite and some like NyQuil or something like that.
The Lazy Girl Cocktail.
Mm-hmm. And then somebody's like, not they gentrified Lean. Jump. It's cool now.
It's trendy.
Right.
Now they're going to put a band on it because white folks are doing it. Whenever white folks start doing bad stuff, then it becomes an epidemic. Mm. Oh, fentanyl is bad and crack is bad. And now they're saying weed drives up the coochie. Y'all saw.
Can't agree with you there, buddy.
I don't know.
That was a report that came out and said excessive smoking of weed makes women's coochie dry. I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't know about that one.
I will say those things.
Misspelled cigarettes.
I don't know nobody that smokes cigarettes this day and age.
Vape pen.
Oh, everybody vape.
Vapers vape anywhere.
Everybody vape.
Nigga, they be on a plane, baby.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They said no electronic devices.
They try to do this
can
little
stuff.
They're sneaking on there.
Yes, wow. They do, bro.
On the Spirit flight, for sure.
Oh, shut the
bro, they do it everywhere, bro. Restaurants, everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, my coworker, she used to vape. If I'm out drinking a lot and you want to hit it, I might.
You hit a vape?
If it ain't no, you know what, around, then I might just hit it one time. Cereal. Yeah, dang, I ain't going to that in a minute. Yep. Yeah, if it ain't no cereal around, but not often. Don't judge me.
Mm-hmm.
I have, though.
Isn't vaping almost dead or like hookah?
Yeah. But it's not good for you. I'm that curious you have to in see your pocket. What's going to happen, yeah, in the next 20 years because it hasn't been around long enough for them to see what the long-term effects are.
Bro, these kids treat vapes like crack. They're addicted to it.
Mm-hmm.
Like working in high school, you take their vape, give it back. Give it back. That doesn't belong to you. Like, what the fuck don't belong to you either? Who did you get it from? My mom.
My mom.
Mm-mm.
You gotta call the mom. Where did he get? Which one does he have? The pink one. Ah,
that's mine.
My not favorite one.
Bro,
that one doesn't even belong to him.
My chargeable one that plays music. Is there any way I can get that back? No, ma'am. The officer has it now.
Yeah, it's
good. I want a way to get him now.
Mm-hmm. I don't get it. Like, for me, I'm not a smoker though. Like I can't smoke. I'll smoke a cigar every now and then. I remember in high school, I tried to smoke a Black and Mild and I was like, oh,
yeah, I've smoked a Black and Mild.
What's this? I think it was one of the, the flavors. What's this blueberry?
Did you freak it? Oh, you ain't.
I don't even know what the fuck that means. It freaked me. It freaked me out.
You take the tobacco out.
And put what, weed in it?
No. You just take the tobacco leaf out and then you put the other stuff back in it. They smoke it.
What other stuff back in it?
The little stuff,
the stuff that comes in, like you pick it out.
So you, I don't know. I just seen it on TV.
Come on now.
So
like you loosen it up, like people pack their cigarette pack.
So you know how coming, you can
look at the student over here taking notes.
So like you put it in, you bring it out just enough, and you roll it so all the little stuff come out. So when all the little stuff come out, it's like a paper rolled around the black, and you take that out, which is the tobacco paper, and you dump the rest of the little, whatever that is.
You freak
it's too much. I can't stand people that be doing all of that when they that, yeah, when they smoke, or people like that now. Roll up with water. And I've been learning a lot lately. I don't like all of that, man. Just roll it up. But I smoked a Black & Mild once. That let me know I was down bad. Because I ain't had no cereal. Adult? Yeah, I was an adult, and I ain't have no money to re-up. And I was like, let me just get this little Black & Mild. Yep.
I mean, if you somebody smoking like that, it's some trouble going on in their mind.
After about two puffs, I was like, what the fuck are you doing? I went to the
what's the gambling place here?
Best bet.
And the guy came and sat at the table. He was holding a cigarette. Like,
oh, that nigga lost everything.
I said, Bree, let's go.
We got to go.
He don't have nothing to lose. He will flip this shit.
He's coming back for it all. You hear me?
I've been Best Bet in a minute.
I've never been a Best Bet. I've never. I will drive to Hard Rock. And the last time that I was in Miami, I went down to. They won down there, which is too big. I've never been a Best Bet.
With the aliens?
I want to go there.
With the aliens?
They be throwing parties.
Miami? Oh. I thought you said Miami.
At Hard Rock down there.
Am I?
Oh, no, they be turning up down there. Mm-hmm. And they got, Dana Beach or Dania Beach? It's like damn near Miami.
It's close.
Yeah, it's close. It's right there. Close.
Yeah. But they,
have you been to any festivals lately, Vanessa?
I have. I went to, and that's the only traveling I've been doing lately. But in November, I went to EDC Orlando. You know what that is?
Is that?
Shout out to everybody that likes to rave or EDM music.
Do you paint yourself? Like, do you put like a little glow in the dark?
I sure do. I have glitter on me. Usually, I like to wear like bright colors or neon. But when you go there, like, you can wear anything. So like, people be wearing, like, I wore this outfit one time. It's really a bodysuit, and you know what I'm saying.
You just accessorize
and do your hair, put glow sticks on and stuff. Yeah. Yeah, that should be lit.
Do you know any other artists performing, or you just go for the vibe?
I'm comedian David Race in Los Angeles. I host a celebrity-filled paranormal talk show like no other. Monstrosity has great guests answering weird questions. You won't believe the combo of celebrities and paranormal experts who've been on this show. I guarantee you'll like Monstrosity, or you get your time back. Go to monstrositypodcast.com right now and take a look.
Now I know the artist, but okay. I've been going to these things for like 6-7 years. So at first I had no idea. I thought it was just like a regular concert. And then we got there and like my mind was blown. So I kept going for the vibe. But now, yeah, shit, we'd be watching it at home. I be listening to the car now. So if you get in the car music? With me, it might be a little go on.
Ah.
Shit, I ain't
mad. How do you drive to that?
Or it's good to work out with. Shit.
Okay, I can see that.
You can drive fast. What the fuck you mean?
I can see
you.
I might listen to it. I'm sick of rap.
What's wrong with rap? What the rap?
Shit too aggressive. I'm sick of everybody talking about goddamn killing each other. I'm tired of rap.
I hate it.
No, I ain't giving no Sprite.
I be trying to listen to the new music that comes out. Like, I listen to Ice Spice.
You like Ice Spice?
No. But I try to listen to it, and it makes me think about how they talk about, like, industry plants.
You think
stuff.
She's one? I can see that.
I just feel like there's no
You
way.
Can see her one or Sexy Red.
I can see her. More Ice Spice. More so, yeah. Ice Spice.
And Ice Spice is beautiful. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But
she look like she created.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. She did just, the music is just not, it's not good. And it's like, wow, if this is what's selling.
Pretty face. Like a Barbie. Yeah. Roddy. Like, what the fuck is she talking about?
Her song,
her song's like a minute and 30 seconds.
Yeah.
And then someone's even just like, oh, all Ice Spice do is twerk, and she don't even do that well. And they had a video, and I was like, damn, she don't. So she just wiggle her hips from side to side, and the ass just
she
flop.
Got the big old booty.
That's all you need is a look.
But it ain't like Meg Thee Stallion killing that shit.
I know what you mean.
Meg Thee Stallion. I know this is old news now, but did y'all hear the
diss track?
The diss track.
Oh, definitely.
Like,
I love Meg.
People.
I'm not a Barb.
Meg definitely killed fucking Nicki. Yes. Nicki sound like she recorded that bit right here. And you know when a motherfucker gets you right, dog. And don't kill me, Bars, but Nicki had to talk for another 2 minutes after the song was over, because
don't make me say
this is just a warning. Nah, bitch.
You
know what? This showed me right here. Nicki has been beefing with a lot of people, bro.
Mm-hmm.
But she, I don't know what it is. She's scared of Meg.
She's scared of Meg and Cardi.
Nah, she ain't scared of Cardi. She not scared.
I think that Nicki is
nobody scared. Has made Nicki come out of character like she came, like
Cardi.
Not like, yeah, this.
Yeah, I think something did happen. Not I don't like know this. Enough though. I want to do a deep either. Dive and like a fucking a flow chart, if you will.
I love Nicki. But I listen to the diss tracks and be like, just listen, because I don't like to listen to the diss tracks.
I will say, like, I have no dog in this. I don't give a fuck about none of this shit. But I thought Nicki's was good. Was she, bitch, get up on your good foot. Nah. I was like, that's a smart.
Nah, dog.
They call you bitch.
Did you see the visual? You got to watch the visual.
No, I didn't see the visual.
Once you watch the visual of Meg, you're like, okay.
Wow. Were you saying Meg's visual?
Yeah.
Oh, no, that was good. That. And she had her cell phone right? brain and then zoomed out. I was like, oh, that was a good look.
Was Meg taking shots at Nicki or was she just like sending general and then Nicki got hit by a stray?
It was shots going towards her, but she was shooting people.
Yeah.
And she wanted people getting shot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't know enough about it, but I would say. I thought that Nicki Minaj said, bitch, get up on your good foot.
That's all. What else
we done been making that joke of something
know.
About her mama five times. Oh, yeah, come on, man.
Now, that was crazy.
Yeah.
That was crazy. I was like, hey, bitch, now you got to get killed.
But I love Nicki, but she did not win that round. Round one, Meg.
My wife made a point. You know, and you're 1,000% right. My wife made a point. She was like, why? Like, Nicki Minaj is is she in her 40s?
Close. Knocking on it.
She's like, she's having a problem letting these younger girls come up and win. She is like, you know, like, you gotta, like, it comes a point, like, Lil' Kim had, like, y'all remember Lil' Kim and Nicki Minaj had a little beef? Mm-hmm. Because Lil' Kim was like, nah, I'm the queen bee. And then Nicki Minaj was like, nah, bitch, I'm the new queen bee. I think Megan is having, like, Nicki's having a problem with, like, these younger artists or newer artists coming in, like, sitting on her throne. And it's like, man, like, Nicki, you the upper echelon, like you up there with Queen Latifah, like you in the rafters.
Right.
Relax.
I think I don't like you said. I don't know these perfect people. I don't care, but yeah, she right? just seems like, you know, those women that are just problematic, that just have a problem with everybody and everything, and got an attitude all the time.
And she on coke.
Jerry. I don't know that.
Allegedly.
I don't know. After them rants, that
sounded very cokish, didn't it? That sounded very cokeheadish.
Man, them comments be crazy.
don't let me talk about.
People be ready to go to bat for these people.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, like,
which is crazy.
Mm-hmm. Like, they.
Is there any delinquents that will fight for us?
Right.
Shit, for real.
Who got the worst fan base? The Barbs or the Hotties or the Beehive?
The Navy.
Oh, yeah. The Navy been quiet.
Because
she
ain't put no music out.
But the Navy always there, though.
Yeah.
Everybody love Rihanna.
The Beehive.
You don't think so?
Hell no. Nah. People go crazy about Beyonce.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they do. They'll lose their fucking mind. I saw that when I went to
We was all wearing silver for a year. Beyonce.
People went to a concert?
I didn't. No.
People that went to the concert went to see the movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Now, me and my wife went to the concert, but I was like, goddamn wife. Now, we saw the shit in person. We ain't no need for us to take our ass in the theater and see the shit again.
Give us our money again.
Yeah.
Was the show good? I've been to one Beyonce, the Lemonade, I think.
Lemonade
and
album.
That was a production. Like, concert value, like, she's up there.
Yeah, I will say, like,
you ain't no D.
Don't get.
She ain't no D. Did you see the video? Her point at the girl, and the girl's like, she's dissing you. You ain't no diva.
No, so I went to Beyonce. I told my wife to Beyonce because I think Beyonce is no. We was up there with the niggas.
We was on the floor. Yeah.
Oh, y'all was
on.
Ooh,
this is when I was dating like a look. I think he was
a drug dealer.
No, I don't think it was a drug dealer. I do think he was scamming because I was like, where is this money coming from?
Don't worry about it, baby. He's getting the car and ride.
No, I never asked
and you got in the car and rode, too. Yep. Okay, Jay.
In my car that he drove, and we rode.
But no, I took my wife to see Beyonce because I said for our generation, at least I think so, Beyonce is one of those artists that when our kids ask us, did you ever see Beyonce in person? I want to be able to say, I did. Because I remember asking my parents, did they ever see Michael Jackson? They're like, no, he was in Jacksonville one time, but we couldn't get tickets, or we were just a little bit out of the age range, and then he didn't come back to Jacksonville nowhere close again. Mm-hmm. So I want to be able to say, like, okay, I went and saw Beyonce.
I don't think your kid's going to ask you that.
I don't think. I don't think my kids can ask me that.
No. Yes.
Did you ever ask your parents if they ever saw Michael Jackson?
No, nigga, I know where we stayed.
Oh my god! I ask my parents stuff like that all the time. I don't know. I like old. Like,
did you ever see Richard Pryor perform? Have you ever saw Eddie Murphy? Did you ever see Martin Lawrence? Like one of the things that blew my mind. My mom and dad saw the Kings of Comedy before they were the Kings. Mm. It was Cedric and Steve on tour. And they were in Orlando. My mama tells this story all the time. She is like how Sid came out.
She told me this story. She told me.
How Sid came out. He was opening for Steve. And he did like Orlando went crazy. And then Steve came out. And Steve would always do these bits about, oh, y'all country ass folk, da 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 da. And Orlando didn't like that shit. So Orlando started booing Steve. Mm. So Sid had to come back out. Be like, hey, man, y'all chill. Relax. Let Steve, like, Steve a good dude. Oh. And then Steve came back out. And then Steve performed. He had a good show. My mom and daddy told me that story all the time, so I'm like,
she told
me. Like, call somebody country.
That was his thing. Like, y'all country asses.
Then
on the Kings of Comedy, he flipped it. He's like, because I know I'm country too.
Oh,
but if you watch the Kings of Comedy, like, ain't no need to boo me. Mm. I'm country as well. Mm-hmm. So he used to get booed for going to cities and saying that. So I was like, okay.
I guess I asked my dad about football games and shit, but I wonder, like, did you ever see Michael Jackson?
Basic.
It's good to have you here, Vanessa. So it's somebody I can bounce some shit off with.
Daddy, have you ever seen Beyonce?
But when Beyonce gets, oh, like you don't remember watching the Tina Turner story then, and then at the end of the movie, Angela Bassett turns into the real Tina Turner, and Tina Turner's at the performing, and you look at your friend like, have y'all ever saw Tina Turner?
Maybe like LeBron James.
That's a good one too.
I just said football game and I was lame.
You said a game.
You said like a football game. You ain't said no person. Like, have you ever saw Kobe?
I didn't ever see Kobe.
That's something that your kids may ask you. Like, it's gonna be great documentaries about this great player
right.
who's no longer alive. And it's like, did you ever see?
Let me look and see when the next time LeBron played in Orlando.
I be trying to like my boyfriend likes Curry, so Steph? I would like to make sure he gets to a game.
Ari loves Curry.
Are they coming to Orlando?
Them not often, be so high. And them shits, yeah.
Shit be
basketball
like,
is expensive. To go to San Francisco to watch a game,
shit.
We ain't going.
Get on Southwest. Southwest got tickets.
It's not the flight. Oh, if you at the top for yeah.
You got to catch them. Like my barber just went to Boston to watch LeBron. LeBron didn't even fucking play. LeBron or AD didn't play. He went to Boston and watched.
I'd be pissed. I'd have sat in that state. I'm not leaving. Bring me LeBron.
Let him do a free throw. Can a nigga warm up at least? This nigga was in regular street clothes. Like, shit, I'm here. So, I don't know. I don't know where the fuck that came from. That had shit to do with shit. But that's what happened when you're having a great time on the fucking podcast.
I did have a question, though, real quick. It's not related.
Go ahead.
But you just said the word daddy. I guess this is a quick woman want to know. So, the Mariah the Scientist and Young Thug video. You seen that?
Yeah.
Okay.
When they leaked jail video,
she,
right?
How she talks to him.
I don't like it.
You don't like? That's my question. Okay, because I was like, am I supposed to be talking to you like
daddy?
That?
I wish the fuck my wife would.
Okay.
But that's a wife or a girlfriend. Like, that feel like that's a girl like you just tricking on.
Have you ever had a girl talk to you like
yes,
that?
Yes. Aggravating. Oh. She was Puerto Rican.
Oh. Well, that's different. She said daddy or poppy.
She said daddy.
Mm. Like she was culture appropriation.
Yeah. No. She like she was Puerto Rican, but she wasn't like raised. I mean, she was
okay.
She was you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. So she'd be like, daddy. I'm like, stop. And it was when Zaddy was in.
Oh, I hated that fucking. Zaddy. I hated
so that.
I
used that.
So she'd be like, Zaddy this, Zaddy. I'm like, bro,
please stop.
I stopped talking to her.
What do you call your because my pops, but we used to call him daddy. Like, daddy. Hey, daddy.
Daddy.
What do you call your
daddy?
Okay.
But they'd be like, what you call him? I'm like, daddy. They'd be like, you mean daddy? I'm like, daddy.
That's my daddy.
I'm not. I don't feel like I got to say daddy
or dad or pops
I call him OG sometimes too.
Yeah,
but like OG.
You ever call your parents by their real name and look at you crazy? Huh?
Never.
What?
I call my daddy Linda.
You talk to yourself? you talk to yourself? Oh, we would do it behind their back, but we would never do it to them in person.
I call my mama G baby. Her name
G baby.
Yeah, like her name Gracie. So I'd be like G baby, but I'd be like daddy. Daddy, mama,
ain't no. But I'm a real the scientist video though. One, I don't know how that got leaked. I know this is
he finna get off because of that. Because the longer they keep dragging this shit out,
he finna get off because a whole bunch of shit. That's
Lucci got off. You know, I will say him and Lucci by not testifying against each other. Yeah, they helped each both other each other. Yeah. Helped both of them out.
This nigga finna get off because they played. They played the song Lifestyle in the court, and the damn juror was like this. Did a lot of shit just to live.
They was bringing up like LeBron James and saying that he does. I'm like, bro, what is Serena Williams, Kurt Walker? Yeah, I'm like, yeah, but that got to do with it.
Nigga, if I was on the juror, I'd be like, and this don't even get
it. I was cool with the guy that would put his head in. I'm like, what the fuck is he so ashamed for? He was like, screaming that Lifestyle.
Because he knew the song. The judge was like, shit.
Bro, you gotta watch the part when he said, I ain't got AIDS, but swear to God, I'm gonna bleed the lady. The white lady in the bell was like, you gotta watch the video. I ain't got AIDS, but I swear to God, I'm gonna bleed.
What did that mean? It was a lawyer on the prosecution side said, something wrong with the bus.
I love the question. So when he get out, does he still go back to making that music, or did he learn his lesson
immediately? Yes,
he's making
He doesn't learn his lesson.
I mean, I don't know if there's a lesson to learn, right?
Hopefully, he's past that hot phase of his life. I'm thinking and hoping so.
It's not a lesson to learn, but
But like Snoop Dogg went through this, Tupac went through this, Diddy went through this, and that motherfucker didn't even write his own shit.
Snoop Dogg went through it, but when he got out, what was his next song?
Shit, that nigga went inside with No Limit. That nigga was over there rapping with Master P and them.
I couldn't even tell you a song of when he was with them.
I couldn't either.
So that's what I'm saying.
No, that ain't even with them. That's with Pharrell.
I'm just saying though, but give me like, I don't know. I feel like you almost got a chance after that.
Maybe. I would think that you would look at your life differently. You would take a step back. You'd be like, you know what? I was fucking up. I fucked up.
But then again, you got like niggas like Kodak and...
Kodak don't care.
Perfect Kodak.
Love Kodak.
Love Kodak to death.
Love Kodak.
Y'all seen the recent video with goddamn NBA YoungBoy?
With what?
With the pills on the floor, he laying down there.
It was a picture or something?
Yeah.
I didn't see it, but I heard about it.
I read about it, yeah. I didn't see that.
That's why I don't listen to rap. Remember I said fuck rap music? That's why I listen.
You know what? It's depressing. I just read, this is how crazy, like, the facade is of everything. So they did like this big profile on Diddy. Like I think it was the New York Times. It was some big article. But y'all know Diddy had the Cassie thing where he got sued and settled. And then Diddy had the thing where he settled with the liquor company for discrimination. So they were doing this big profile of Diddy. And they were literally saying that Diddy is damn near broke now. Because a lot of his money, like the bulk of his money that made him Diddy, came from his Ciroc endorsement. So he was getting paid X amount of dollars per case, which is making him like a millionaire. That's where all his money came from. You gotta think, like, Bad Boy Records ain't putting out no music for real. Sean John clothes ain't selling. What else he got? So like all of this shit was laid out in the article. And they were basically saying because Diddy sued the company that owned Ciroc over the DeLeon brand, he said that they were being discriminatory because they were promoting another brand over DeLeon and they weren't promoting him. Mm. He sued the label for race, the company for racism and bias. And then in return, the company dropped him from being a Ciroc spokesperson because they owned Ciroc as well. And now they like Diddy has no money. Cassie took from everything he got. And then the settlement that he got from this company probably went to go pay her. And it's like, he's not making music. He's not doing this.
He's going to be working with me. That boy going to be looking for a job in Florida.
He not getting, I don't know how the money in the music industry works, but like royalties from all the songs he's produced and helped.
He got to pay that man that one song he did for Biggie.
Yeah, every time I play, because he did every breath I take.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That man don't got to work a day in his life. Because every time that song gets played, he gets paid for it.
Yeah,
because Diddy didn't give him
every step I take. Mm.
Yeah, that's so, damn.
What was we at? It was at a Chinese restaurant the other day, and they was playing R. Kelly, and I was like, "Ooh, they must not know."
They must not know. They must not be hip,
bro.
R. Kelly in a minute.
Man, I was listening to R. Kelly the other day.
Of course,
I ain't even gonna lie to you, boy. And I was just listening to what the fuck he was saying. So I was listening to it, and I went home and I just said everything that he was saying to Bree. I'm like, damn, this nigga was macking. Oh, your body's calling me.
I hear you calling.
But talk, but say, but talk it. Don't sing it.
I hear you calling.
You had a ball. He had a ball.
Here somewhere. I come, baby, to save you.
Some random girl in the.
Uh oh. She's for the drink.
Ain't no more stalling. These hands have been longing to touch you, baby.
Now that you've come around.
But he was macking. Come on.
He, nobody's saying world. That he wasn't. They were talking you about won't today about it, babe. Him versus
and you
Usher.
Surely won't forget it, baby. It's unbelievable good. How your body's calling for me. I can just hear it calling me.
As long as he did that anywhere but the playground.
Tell me, what's your desire?
Man, come on, man.
Hey, you just mentioned R. Kelly. Ness
I didn't
Ness.
Know what I was.
No, Ness and Ness.
No.
I mentioned it.
R. Kelly's performance. So this show's coming out.
Usher.
Mm-hmm. Usher. Mm-hmm. You mentioned Usher. This show is coming out right before the Super Bowl. Super Bowl Sunday. This show comes out on Saturday. I know that you're a fan of Usher.
I'm a huge Usher fan.
If you were his musical director, and you had to put together his Super Bowl set list. What could we expect if Ness and Ness is Usher's Super Bowl set list producer?
Ooh, you can't ask me nothing like that right here, right now on the spot.
Like is he coming out to this is for you?
No, he gotta go out.
You my number one.
He gotta start old school.
Number one.
He gotta go old school to new.
But like what is he coming out to?
It gotta be a timeline.
Hold on, no, he gonna start with it's dark.
Okay,
right?
Okay,
it's dark.
Okay. I'm with you.
After the night.
Ooh.
Don't leave your girl around me.
True player for real.
That's my nigga for real. I thought you were going to say it's 7 o'clock.
Oh, that's going to be it now.
And don't let it be around 7 the Eastern Standard Time. Don't let it be around 7.
I see Usher coming out from the ground like.
The only thing I can't stand, I do not like his wardrobe choices. If they're a little too like metro flamboyant. For me,
leather, too much French.
Yeah, oh, God, I saw the clip of his new because he has a new album coming out, and he put out a little bit of one of the videos, and I was just like, oh, God.
Have you saw him in Vegas yet?
Man, no, stop bringing up that junk. But I'm thinking
I just brought up an old wound.
I got an idea figure up.
He's gonna go on tour.
Yes.
Right after this. So I will be at one of those shows for sure.
But
that's the first concert I ever went to.
It was four songs. You kind of dodged the question.
Four songs.
Don't leave you. Wait, what is it?
You don't have to call.
You don't have to call.
Yeah. He got a new deal.
But he might bring Ludacris out as somebody.
He gonna bring some people out.
I don't think he brings anybody out.
You don't think so?
Under over bets?
He bringing somebody out.
Under
over two.
I think the last, Rihanna didn't last year, and I really didn't like her performance, to be honest. She didn't bring nobody out. But people were going crazy about that shit.
No, I mean, I liked it. It like reminded me like, oh, okay, I do like Rihanna like that.
I do like her song. I know some of her music.
People like, my Facebook is very mixed, and people that don't listen to hip hop and stuff like that were not.
They were not a fan.
Okay, yeah, so
she got to bring somebody.
But
out.
I think Usher goes, you know, across barriers.
He has EDM.
He bring Taylor Swift out there to do swag surf.
Yeah, he has EDM.
He's gonna play that. I hate that song. You know what I'm talking about.
That don't stop the music. What?
I don't know. But one of them popular songs.
He gonna play, oh my.
Yeah. He gonna do that one too.
I did it again, so I'm gonna let the beat drop.
I feel like he gonna disappoint.
You remind me, cannot disappoint.
Bro, I'm saying for us. It's certain.
For the men?
For like.
The black folk, the culture?
I think overall, like everybody likes it, but I don't think I'm gonna get the Usher.
I don't think
after
so.
The night.
I understand.
Don't leave your girl.
That's going to be there.
I don't feel like the dance move is going to be like something like, it's okay.
This for me, if I'm Usher, what I'm doing, I'm coming up out the ground like it's completely dark. And it's going to be like a whole bunch of boom, boom, boom.
Uh-huh. I can see that.
Boom, boom, boom.
Ooh.
Boom, boom, boom. Boom, 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 boom. Then all of a sudden. Yeah, this is for you. You, my number one.
I would do something like that if I was Usher. But I'll probably have like a set of like maybe 6 to 7 lookalikes.
Yeah.
And the lights go out, boom, boom, and everybody like line up.
Michael Jackson did that.
Oh. And you wouldn't know which one was me.
That's,
so
Michael Jackson did that. That's Michael Jackson.
For
Michael Jackson at the Super Bowl.
At the Super Bowl.
They know because Michael Jackson popped up at a Thrill Score Stadium. Then the motherfucker was on stage with a hat. Like he had different Michael Jackson.
You wouldn't know which one was me. And you know which one was the real. Everybody gonna
oh, like from the different videos and stuff?
No. Like he had lookalikes of him.
All using the same outfit. Yeah. I gotta go back and look at
so
this.
So folks didn't know which one was Michael Jackson. So he popped up like in the rafters and he was down there like that. They was like, oh, it's Michael. Then it's like, no, there's another one right there. Like, no, bitch. Then he finally, Michael Jackson finally came in. It was a real him. I think he did like, hey, pretty baby, with
you know what I'm saying? Like, that'd be funny. I don't know. I'm hoping he don't disappoint because people are very, very judgmental on these Super Bowl halftime shows. Some people just watch the Super Bowl for the halftime show.
Can I say this, though? Can I say this? And I hope I'm not wrong in saying this. If I can say it.
Say it.
There she go.
Oh. I'm on the edge of my seat here.
I think this is going to probably be me, but from here on out, the Super Bowl halftime show needs to be headlined by someone in the R&B rap pop genre.
That's what it is already, right?
They talking about having Reba come.
Who?
Reba. See, isn't she doing the she doing the national anthem, I think.
Is she? She might be doing the national anthem.
But Reba's a big name
in country.
Yeah.
But I think like Super Bowl halftime show, you gotta have somebody in those three genres. Hip hop, R&B, maybe pop, like pop. Like cause
they had Bruno.
But it was the one guy, like the one group, like there was a group, but then they had to bring Bruno and Beyonce out to save the show.
What? Maroon 5?
I know it wasn't Maroon 5. I fuck with Maroon 5.
Oh yeah.
I'm down for country as long as it's Morgan Wallen.
Oh, I like Morgan Wallen.
They bring his ass and I might be as Morgan.
He did a song. He got a song with
but I fuck with Morgan. I can't wait to the motherfucker go on tour.
He got a song called Stand By Me with, is it Travis Scott? He
did Morgan Wallen?
Morgan Wallen and Travis Scott called Stand By Me.
I'll look it up.
I'll look it up. Say I'll find it. It's called, they remixed like the When the Night Has Come and the Land Is Dark and the Moon.
That white boy be singing, boy.
Is the only light you'll see.
You seen what T-Pain said?
About country music?
Mm-hmm. I was like, damn, that sucks.
What he said?
I wonder what songs he wrote.
I think he probably wrote like some Luke Bryan, some some big names. He said that he's wrote a lot
it's
of
Lil
songs.
It's Lil Durk.
Lil Durk and Morgan Wallen still by me? Okay, there you go. Wow. Shit, I ain't know.
Send me that. Like screenshot shit, that so we remember
that,
it.
Listen to this bitch laugh.
It was good. It was good. Hey, speaking of music, how do y'all feel about, was it Universal Music Group, snatching their songs off of TikTok? Because one of them was Twin... Where have you been? Nobody. No. Like, you can't find out nowhere.
Oh, that knows me like you.
Yeah, everybody video muted now.
You know what they're doing.
I don't,
why they ain't talking to doing that?
Why would they? Like, what's the benefit of putting your music off?
I have no clue what the benefit is.
TikTok gets paid for the videos, though, but nobody really knows the whole song.
Right. So I think it's good for the artist because now you're going to find out.
Right, now you're going to look for the song.
Yeah. I don't know why you would do that.
Maybe that just pays the artist though. You know what I'm saying? Like they not getting no money. Like hold on.
I feel like it's like the Super Bowl. Like they don't get paid for it, but you get paid for it in other ways. Like you're on this huge stage. So like TikTok is the same. This big stage.
The biggest stage. Because everybody's on fucking TikTok.
Everybody's on TikTok.
I can't wait for these fucking commercials. But go ahead.
What, the Super Bowl commercials?
Yes, that's my favorite part. They've been slacking lately. They have not been good.
Couple of years.
Only commercial that comes up, Budweiser and Janet Jackson. That wasn't a commercial though, but I'll never forget that moment.
When a titty popped out?
Yeah.
I looked at my mama when it.
Oh, me too.
I would never forget.
And that was a young Janet Jackson titty too. Bro, that titty was happy to be outside.
That buoyancy and yeah.
I'm like, man, when the gang gonna come back?
But no, because that was a great Janet Jackson. I don't know why she, like, I don't know if it was a stunt.
That had to be planned. How is only one titty detachable?
No. And he ripped that shit off, and she like,
huh? I have you naked by the end of this song.
That titty was out there too. That titty was out.
I was like, yeah, halftime show.
That's a good ass.
I ain't missed the halftime show since, mama.
Jenna Jackson, she put on a hell of a show. All the balls in my body. She can make
body. Jenna got some songs now. This is 30, realizing how good
the Jenna Jackson was.
Yeah.
The next topic
and
in school.
She has a lot of songs.
She does. Mm-hmm. She got a lot of them.
Yep. The next topic in school the next day, as a boy, boy, y'all see
Jenna titty.
Everybody.
Nobody was talking about the game.
And this and for the younger cousins that's born in the 2000s, this is like 03. This is before viral video. So, like, you had to have had seen it.
Right. You can't go back and find this.
But you said on YouTube. Not maybe,
or the maybe. News the next day.
But it was still blurry.
Yeah.
I'm talking about it.
Oh yeah.
The announcement. You ain't know what to say. Like,
well,
I'll never forget this.
We apologize for Jenna Jackson's titty popping out during the halftime show.
I'll remember that. I know where I was when Michael Jackson passed away.
Mm-hmm. 9/11 for sure. What were you when Michael Jackson passed away? 9/11.
Michael Jackson, I know it was the summertime. Mm-hmm. I was just at home, like my house was busy. People were staying with me and stuff. I remember being in the kitchen,
and everything just stopped.
And everybody talked about it.
And when Kobe passed away,
I don't remember, but I will not forget.
I remember
that. Let me know, like everybody is
dies.
Yeah. Like, yeah, we all just people it. Out here.
Bro, my brother said Kobe died. I'm like, damn, the one we played with, the one I played with.
Oh, you know what you're talking about? Last minute.
I'm thinking about niggas I know. Damn,
the
Kobe.
The nigga that owned a restaurant in Orlando?
He's like, Kobe? No, bro, Kobe. I say, bro, 2-4? He said, yeah, but that boy gone. I say,
get the fuck out of here.
Mm-hmm. What? That boy can't die.
Get the fuck out of here.
We got him on the phone with the look. Oh.
Yeah. I remember I woke up to that news. I had slept on the sofa that night. I was a late night and I had just fell asleep. I woke up at 10 o'clock that morning and I put my phone out. I saw on Facebook, TMZ reports Kobe Bryant dies in a helicopter crash. Mm-hmm. It was like, maybe it was 1 o'clock our time, 10 o'clock their time. And I was like, this bullshit. Like, somebody mm-hmm. got hacked. And then as time kept going, that shit came out. I was like, oh. Yeah. Oh, Michael Jackson. I was it was summertime, mm-hmm. and I was getting ready to go to my a football workout at school. It was summertime workout, and I was getting ready to go. Then on the TV, you see the little gurney with them rolling Michael Jackson's body. Mm-hmm. Like, this is reports that that's Michael Jackson's body. The pop singer is dead at however 50 whatever. Mm-hmm. I said, oh, 9/11. I was in second grade, mm-hmm. and I was just in school. And I just remember like the whole school just kind of like shut down. And then people started leaving the school. Like, oh, so-and-so, you're going home? Like, damn, mm-hmm. Okay, bye.
Yep.
Like,
yeah,
that's everybody, how parents
I thought it was a holiday, like a special holiday for kids.
My
like
goof ass, he just turned the TV on.
Yeah, we had
so
the
we
TV
all
on.
And we panicking. I'm like, oh, shit.
No, she didn't turn our TV on. I was in Miss Walker's class.
Everybody like, can I use the phone, miss? Nah.
Well, but you were a little older, though.
Yeah, I was like in the fourth or fifth grade.
I was in third grade.
I was in second.
So you were probably in like fifth.
Yeah.
And
damn, I'm that much younger than y'all. But we the same age. Your birthday.
It's because my birthday.
They brought my brother to me because he was fucking freaking out.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
They were like, oh, well, your brother won't calm down, so I brought him to me because he thought it was going to fucking
throw school.
He thought we was
next. Boom!
This school right here, do it. But, for Michael, I was outside. It was the summer. I was outside.
Yep.
And then somebody went in the house to do something, came back out like, bro, guess what? Michael Jackson, man, what?
What about Whitney Houston? Y'all remember where y'all were when Whitney Houston passed away?
I don't.
Mm-mm. But I do remember
when Tupac died.
That's too young for me.
I remember watching Aretha Franklin's funeral on TV. That wasn't that long ago. All the pink Cadillacs.
I was in bed when Tupac died, and I heard mama was at my uncle's house. We was having like my cousins. That's when we stayed in Orlando. We came to Jacksonville and at my uncle's house, and it was time for us to go to bed. So we in bed, nobody sleep. We all in that bitch still playing. And all I heard was like, no! No! They done killed Tupac. And I mean, I knew Tupac, but I ain't know like.
You ain't know no.
But now I'm like, damn, I remember when they fucking was.
Yeah. Yeah. They just got the person who did it.
Who did it,
yeah,
allegedly.
That's crazy. Yeah.
I remember when I was when Luther Vandross, some guy.
Somebody some connected to.
But they gotta suck to get away with a murder this long and they come get you after you done change your life. You a
for reason, exit evidence show.
You a pastor now, you know what I'm saying? I feel like at that point, like.
You should just get away with it.
I've been watching hella cold cases lately and they don't get everybody here. Clearly in Jacksonville, they don't fucking get nobody. But, right. Nah, they be getting people. What I learned is a lot of people move to like Alaska. or weird ass states like that whenever they
out the country
and don't want to take pictures. Mm-hmm. No for those.
I used to want to go to Alaska, but now I'm like, shit, maybe not. Because that's where everybody flee to.
And Alaska got daytime all fucking day. You be
just to visit, not for real, for real. Although I did apply to work in Alaska one time as a teacher.
Yeah. Would you have went? Mm-hmm. And you did Hawaii too, didn't you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, one of the benefits, if you can help me, I can take up to a couple teachers. If we can come up with a plan to go somewhere and learn about another country.
Mm-hmm. Is this with
let's do it.
JPE?
Yeah. Yeah. I just got another email. They extended the whatever.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, they do it.
So I'm thinking about, like, because in China, is it China or Japan? It's one of the two. But they do, like, exercises mid- mm-hmm. Yeah, they like,
make the kids take care of the school, and right. they got to take their shoes off when they come inside.
The boys are gentlemen. I'm like, damn. Mm-hmm. Like,
or in Europe, they like take a break halfway through the school day, yeah. and go home and eat lunch.
So they pay back. For you for like whatever they pay for everything.
Yeah. Oh. Now you know they said this. Speaking about traveling, y'all want to go to China and shit. They put a travel ban on Jamaica and the Bahamas.
I'm like,
so
I don't know
where I'm gonna take my wife for her birthday, because you know I'm always a planner. So we was planning.
Don't listen to that bullshit.
I wanted to go somewhere.
Don't listen to this bullshit.
But I might just take her.
You live in Jacksonville. It's a travel man to come to this motherfucker.
I might just go to the airport and we just pick a flight and go.
That'd be so cool.
Nessa said she wanted to do that. I remember you saying that.
I ain't did it yet, but
next year. I got enough money to just go and be like, so she's like, where we going? I don't know. You pick.
I'm up on a first class flight to fucking dope. Haiti.
I don't like all the shit going on in the world. I'm scared. No, I'm scared too. I'm thinking,
I don't
want to
be apart from my
it's
daughter.
It's a matter of time before
something happens.
They come over here.
And they hate us.
And I don't think 9/11 was them coming over here for real. But eventually something going to happen.
They don't like us, bro.
Do you think that we are too free as a country?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, and I hate to say that, but some shit should not be allowed, bro.
Like in
America, you do what the fuck you want to do, and then people will fucking justify it.
Kinda. You gotta like blatantly say or do something, but if you don't, and you just like skirt around it, yeah, you can kind of get away with that,
bro. And then if you say something by a certain group of people, or people that do something, and all of a sudden you're the bad guy.
You know, them's and they's.
I'm not even talking about the ABC Club.
Oh,
okay, nah, I ain't say that now. Nah.
The Dems and Days. What else is that?
Oh, you talking about yes, the fuck that is. No, what you talking about?
I didn't say ABC Club. This nigga said the Mickey Mouse House.
Oh my god! No, but now that's insulting.
What I said?
Well, the ABC and them and Days is the same thing.
Because one time I was talking to somebody and I said I said it, but I forgot something. And
oh god,
you got a letter?
Yes, and I wasn't even trying to be disrespectful.
Bruce, like the LGBT.
But I was TQ, just like, I was
you did the first one.
You
didn't
put the plus.
Yeah.
You put the IQ on the IQ way.
And this girl, she's like, I'm like, whoa. I'm trying to be respectful on like how.
It's a motherfucker on TikTok, and I think that whatever the fuck he is, they are.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly looks like me and Breeze, but they white. But then go like be TikTok live and be at restaurants and then get mad when they get misgendered and then go really in. You called me, get your manager. You called me.
That happened to me. That happened to me, bro.
Somebody called the manager on your ass?
No, I was talking to somebody, and I was like, "Ma'am," and said, "Sir." I was like, "Ma'am." So like, I'm confused as fuck because like.
No,
you
yeah.
know what I'm saying, and then,
especially like in drive-thrus, I just say thank you.
Like I don't, right? You can't even say yes, like yeah. thank you or yes sir, yes ma'am, no more. So all I was saying was like, ma'am. She was like, what? They were like, sir.
What and makes I was confused, me feel I'm like, about that is that in a lot of other states and places, they don't use ma'am and sir like we do here in the South.
But it,
so I just,
but that's just aggravating.
Yeah.
So now to the point, I'd be like, yeah. Fuck.
Not yes.
Yeah. I don't say yes, ma'am. Yes.
You got it.
You got it, boss.
Yeah. You got it.
Because I don't know anymore, and I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but it's like anything you do or say is like, bro, like, I can't win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when you say, are we too free? Yeah, we do a lot of strange shit over here that other countries ain't even playing.
Yeah. And I got a question for y'all. As soon as we come back, I'm going to take a quick pause for the calls. We're going to come back. I got a question for y'all. Hold it right there. This is the Dignified Delinquents. And we back. Just like that. Hey, we had to take a quick pause for the calls, get some things situated behind the scenes. But listen, I told y'all I was going to have a question when we came back, and I got a question for y'all. Now, Nessa, since you are here, and I've seen your growth, I've seen your elevation, and it's good to see. This has been fun so far.
No, I enjoyed
this. I missed this. Mm-hmm. Can I ask you a question?
Yep.
Because I don't know if you recall, but years ago, when you first did the show, you went viral on TikTok talking about what a man should do and old men not doing whatever, whatever.
I remember that.
You remember that clip?
I don't remember everything I said, but I do remember the viral, and I remember lots of comments.
Yes. Yeah. And you matured from there.
Some not that nice. Some, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Was I on or not?
No.
I don't know where you're going yet, but I have thought about a lot of things that were said on this show that I'm like, ugh.
Ooh, I said that?
Yeah.
Look at that maturity. Mm-hmm. So it's two questions that I want to ask to this. At 30 years old, do you still consider yourself to be a dignified delinquent? And the second question, that's a different piece. Has the independent woman killed chivalry?
First question, definitely. I think being a dignified delinquent is just kind of, you either have that quality or you don't.
Facts.
Kind of.
Facts.
And I definitely think, like, I want to stay, you know, a dignified delinquent, if that makes sense. Like, I want to continue to grow, but still be cool and down to earth and relatable and things like that. So, yeah, I don't want to not be a dignified delinquent. If I ever start getting like that, like, ooh, she thinks she did, let me know. Tap me on the shoulder and say, hey, you getting a little big for your britches.
Hey, you in that bodysuit, you getting a little too big for your britches.
But, yeah, I like being a dignified delinquent and classify myself as that.
Before you answer the second one, let me ask Breeze. Do you think at 30, what you, 34?
33?
No, bro. We just celebrated your birthday. How old is you?
34.
34. Do you think as Shaq in L.A., are you too old to be a dignified delinquent, or are you like lifetime? Nigga, this shit forever.
I think it's forever. Like, I was more of a delinquent my whole life. Went to college, and college helped bring the dignified in me.
Mm-hmm.
Bring it out of me. And I just think once you become a dignified delinquent, I don't think that's just something you can get rid of. Like, it's with you.
Yeah.
Like Nessa say, you either got it or you don't. It's some people that's going to be more dignified, and it's going to be people that's delinquent.
Yeah, for sure.
But when you get the best of both worlds, you know, like, it's a fine line. Like, it's almost like you adapt. Like a dignified delinquent, I compare it to a chameleon. You adapt to your goddamn...
My chameleon there, nigga.
You goddamn. No, but you're right, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You almost adapt to your surroundings.
Yeah.
Like, you can put me in the hoodest club ever, and I'm going to be good. Nigga ain't gonna come up and do nothing.
Yeah.
But you also, you know what I'm saying? But you also can put me in a place, 80s awards, full of teachers.
Yeah.
Teachers of the years. Teach people... And I'm gonna fit right in. They gonna come talk. We gonna.
Nervous. I saw you when you came out the back, out the background. I was like, that ain't Breeze, nigga. Breeze a little nervous. You know that's,
yeah,
you had a little bop like this. This how Breeze is bopping. Breeze is like, hold on.
Contrary to beliefs, dog, I'm really shy for real. Like when the lights is on me and full, I'm really not that guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I really don't want all that attention. It might seem like that, but I really don't. But you can put me anywhere and I'm going to fit in. And I think that's a part of being a dignified delinquent, for real.
Nigga, me and Vanessa know that for sure, because when we did that show in Jacksonville, your ass was at the show early as fuck in the green room, nervous. And me and Vanessa showed up, we was like, goddamn, Bruce, how long you been here? 2 hours. I've been here for 2 hours. And
oh, at the comedy club.
You know what I'm saying, dog? Like, I be like, I don't like the attention, but if it's on me, it's going to stay on me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm, you get what I'm saying? For sure. But I think being a dignified delinquent is forever. And it's going to be something that's passed on. Like, when I talk to people all the time, I'm like, bro, it's cool. Like, I talk to my students, I say it all the time. Bro, it's cool to be smart.
Yeah.
And it's cool to be a badass. You know what I'm saying? But be a smart badass.
Yeah.
Don't be out here doing stupid stuff.
Yeah.
Definitely be trying to tell the kids, y'all, it's cool to be smart. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's cool to know stuff. It's cool to be anywhere and talk to anybody.
You'll be surprised by how many young dignified delinquents that don't even look like dignified delinquents.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, bro, like, you got it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you use this street smarts that you got right here.
With your book smarts,
mm-hmm. Well, you is a dignified delinquent.
It is you.
It is you. You know what I mean?
I will say, I have friends who watch the show all the time. And they be like, yeah, Jerry, you got to keep Breeze around because Breeze is more delinquent than dignified, but he has both of them. Mm-hmm. And they're like, you're more dignified than you are delinquent, but you have both of them. And I think that I'm 30. I just turned 30. And life has taught me in these 30 years, which I'm happy and blessed to see, because I remember being the same age, maybe a couple of years older than Trayvon Martin, and seeing how that went. And then Jordan Davis here in Jacksonville, seeing how that went. I think that life has taught me that you have to have a balance. Like, you can't let go of that youth. Even though I'm more older soul, like I have more fun outside of Jacksonville than I do in the city. When I'm home, I'm fucking home. But if I go to D.C., I want to go to the speakeasy. I want to go to the this and that. And it's like, those are my moments of clarity. It's like, hey, other people around you are doing the same shit that you're doing. And then they're going to work on Monday, getting off at 5 o'clock and then going to have their fun.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And someone had came on the show, they were a guest. And that person said that they were more of a delinquent than me and you because they were younger than us. They were a lot younger. And they were speaking off of age. And I was like, yeah, by definition, true. But by the definition of a dignified delinquent, no. Because you don't have no dignified, you do, but you don't like to show your dignified side. And as y'all both just said, like, a balance between the both of those is fucking amazing. Because I love talking to high school students. I was just talking to someone the other day who were best friends, and I was like, y'all go to the same college, don't y'all be roommates? Freshman year, don't y'all be roommates? Y'all get different roommates, so that way you can learn and think and grow differently. But I love talking to them because I'm 30 years old. I be seeing some of these old Facebook fucking statuses that I saw. I was like, ooh, that wasn't me. I ain't say that. Aggravated. I look at my niece who's 19. And I remember me at 19. I'm like, oh, everything that you going through and you saying, you going to look back at 30 and be like, what the fuck was I even thinking about talking? Fuck that nigga.
I ain't been on Twitter. And that's one of the reasons why, because it's like, you just put so much, so much output whenever you're, you know, young 20s and, you know, in the teens. And now it's like, I need to put all that out.
Yeah.
Like, sit on some stuff, fucking think about it for a second. And then if you still feel that a day later or something, put it out.
But yes.
I'm kind of thankful. Shit. I don't know what the fuck happened to my Twitter.
I'm thankful to God that I'm not in jail or dead. I'm like, bro, like, was I really out this bitch doing this? Mm-hmm. Like, I be looking at
every day.
I go get Aria hug and Bria hug, like, damn, dog. Like,
look at my life.
This shit could not have been if I would have got, you know, caught or would have.
One any given moment could have changed
any given fuck up by, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I work with kids. So everything, like, damn, like, I'm really out here with other people's kids. And I see myself in a lot of these kids. And that's what keep me doing what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, bro, I was you. And sometimes I got to get hood. Like, I know they don't like that. You know, school, they don't like when teacher. Bro, sometimes I got to get hood with them. They don't understand.
Because that's the only thing they do understand.
Sometimes I got to take this teacher towel off. Unbuckle this.
Man, I will beat your ass.
Like, bro, you got to understand, bro. I've been where you was at. You know what I'm saying? And I don't want you to go where you going right now. And you'd be surprised how the kids look at you like.
Yeah.
One kid told me, like, Mrs. I can tell you was from the trenches. This is fifth grade. I can tell. Just how your demeanor is. You don't let nobody disrespect you. Like, you don't get crazy. This is a fifth grader now. Mm-hmm. Like, but you let them know, like, I'm a man.
Yeah.
And he was like, and his dad passed last year. He said, that's what my dad was. He said, that's why I look up to you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And he get in trouble a lot. But when he told me that, I'm like, okay, I can understand that. So now I know how I got to approach him. Because now he looking for that father figure. Because right now, you know what I'm saying, he don't got that.
Yeah.
So he's like, I can tell you from the, I can tell how you, like, bro, like, for real, like, Mr. Smith was really
that nigga.
Like, for real, for real. Like,
and then I'm going to just say to all of these young folks out here who's in these relationships, I think Ness and I can relate to this too. We were young in relationships. Thought it was, this is the one.
Ugh.
Please go listen to Pretty Wings by Maxwell. Folks think that is a fucking love song, and it is not.
It's not.
It is a breakup song.
It's a pretty song.
It's a very gorgeous song. It's a
beautiful
song. Beautiful. Go listen to Pretty Wings by Maxwell. Listen to the first couple. Time will bring the real into our tribe.
Listen to it to learn.
There will be no remnants, no traces, no resemblance. things left within you. One day you won't remember me. Listen to that song.
I gotta go.
I'm preaching to somebody this month.
And listen to your people, young people in relationships. God, if you like 25 and under, and you going through something with somebody, and you've talked to somebody that's older that you, you know, confide in, that you think got some.
But
sense.
Are you gonna listen?
But that's what I'm telling these young folks. Fucking listen. Because if I would have I could have been married right now to somebody that I should probably not have been fucking married to. And I'm thankful almost every day. Like no shade to that person, but that would not have been the right person for me. So, but if I would just fucking listen to somebody. Yeah. But you always want to prove people wrong.
Right.
Whatever you try to tell somebody don't do, they're going to do.
They're going
to
do it anyway.
And I learned that. So I don't tell my daughter, it's this girl I do not want her to be friends with. This girl's mean as fuck. Like, she mean. Like, Ari's sweet. Like, Ari, she... I told Ari, you can beat her ass if you want to.
Oh.
Like, Ari, you down...
You will whoop that whole ass.
You fast as fuck.
You too much away from being a black belt.
Yeah.
But Ari's not like that. Ari's like, no, she... So whatever. But the girl is like an asshole. Like, Ari was telling everybody about her birthday party. Girl, like, well, I don't want to come. So Ari was like, okay, well,
bitch, you ain't gotta come. Shit.
No, but Ari was like,
because I'm like that. That hurt my feelings.
It hurt her feelings. So she came home and she was like, the girl said she don't want to come to my party. I'm like, oh, well, don't worry about it. She like, yeah, but I wanted her to come. So I like, don't worry about it. So Ari went the next day after I told her not to, told the girl again, so the girl want to come now. So I don't want to, if I don't want the fucking girl to come.
Yeah, you don't want her to be there.
Because I might trip her ass. The dignified might come the fuck out.
Make sure your homeowner's insurance is up so they don't come.
Oh. Nah, I'm going to rent an Airbnb.
So I asked a question about chivalry, but for sake of time, I want to skip past that question and go to what Vanessa wanted to talk about. You want to talk about homeownership and that. So what's your thoughts? What you got?
So I'll be transparent. My credit was really bad. When younger 20s, I got a whole bunch of credit cards. Not listening to those smart people in my corner and listening to my friends and stuff like that. So fucked up my credit, but I was like, you know what? Everybody says after 7 years, you don't have to worry about it, no way. So some of the stuff I just stopped paying on. And then I went on Experian on the little app and disputed it. So now I have disputes on accounts that I know are mine. I know I spent that money. So whenever I started the homeowner process, I met with a realtor. And I would encourage everybody, because a lot of people are like, I don't know if I'm ready and I don't want to waste somebody's time and da 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 da. Schedule that appointment with that person and go talk to them and get the information, because that's all it is a conversation. You're not tied into them, or you know, go get the information from somebody who really has it and stop watching TikToks and YouTube and stuff like that. But anyway, so I went there and then she put me in with a loan officer, and I did the application, and the lady came back and was like, okay, I'm going to tell you all the stuff that you need to fix for your credit. So all the while I'm saving money, and I maybe had like $5,000 for this purpose saved up, and I'm thinking I'm going to use that for like the closing costs and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I'm getting excited, and then the lady's like, yeah, you know all this stuff basically that I just stopped paying on, and I said, fuck it, yeah, I need you to go pay those. And I was like, okay. And she was like, you know those disputes that you said go remove those disputes. So all that $5,000, I had to take that. And when I say fix your credit, I do not mean go pay a guru or person to fix your credit.
Say that again for the people in the back.
Do not go pay one of these people online to fix your credit. Just go through this process. It's freaking free.
Yeah.
Let one of the lenders go. They'll do it probably for you, because they at the end of the day, they want your business, because you're going to end up paying them back. So have them people go through it. They'll give you, and I appreciate the lady who did it for me, because she was like, okay, for your overall credit health and then for your mortgage application. So she's going to tell you, you should do this for your credit, or you should do this for your mortgage, or you know what I'm saying? It might apply to both. So basically I had to drop all that money. On all those things that I was like, oh, they're not going to matter anymore. Because another thing is that debt to income ratio. So I was like, I don't really have much debt because I'm not paying it. And I live with my boyfriend, and I can say that he pays for everything. My car is paid off. So I'm thinking my debt to income is outstanding. Mm. But all of those things. So say I had a $4,000 Navy Federal or $3,000 Navy Federal credit card. Even though I haven't paid on it or seen it in 8 years, they still have to factor that into that debt to income and pretend it is the bill you're paying. So in order to get around that, you just have to pay it off and then wait for that to fall off your credit. And I'll say I did all that stuff. My meeting with the lady was on like the 9th of January. By the 20th of January, my credit score jumped 16 points. So I just needed to do another jump like that, and then I'll be qualified. And then another thing, that 640 credit score, like it can be lower than that, I guess, and you can get approved. But there's a lot of things that you, the benefits of like assistance and things like that, you can't get because your credit score is not high enough. So first, raise your income if possible. And then second, pay off that credit stuff. Stop buying, getting them credit cards. You need to have some. You need to have some stuff open, but pay them down to that 30% and get a professional.
I paid.
To help you.
I paid somebody.
You paid somebody? Did it get the job done, though? Okay, when you paid somebody, did you pay for advice and then you went and did the stuff? Or you said, here's all my information, go do it for me? Okay. See that? If you're going to do that,
I paid them everything and they did it.
If you trust a person like that, then do Breeze way. But I'm saying.
No, I don't think I'll do it again. Oh, okay. I don't think I'll do it again. Yeah, like the way motherfuckers is.
Credit karma is free.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I did pay him because I went to this house. It Breed credit was good. Mm-hmm. And my credit was not as good because I was like, you, I'm not paying this shit. Fuck, get it in blood, bitch. Yeah.
And them student loans, that matters too.
They take like, what is it, 1% of your student loans? Bruh,
get that this shit lady in blood, was like, bruh. Basically, fuck. So my student loans, I hadn't been paying them. You know, they just unfroze them or whatever. I ain't paying them shit. Still not gonna fucking pay.
And you ain't well, got hold to on, because Biden got some shit.
But she was saying that. So I had applied for a forbearance back in like December. Forbearance is whenever you don't have to pay your loans for a while.
Yeah.
And it'll ask you, when do you think you'll be ready to repay again? I said September.
When I'm dead.
I should have said 2025 or some shit.
When I die.
But they approved it. So now my loans are in good standing, even though I haven't paid it in 4 years, between now and September. So I need to close on the house before September.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good luck.
But that's all I have to say.
It is a buyer's market, though, right now.
But it seems like only for a little bit longer. Like, we got a small window buyer.
It's a seller's market. Yeah. And that's why I'm getting my credit where I need, because it's time. Yeah. It's time.
Not that I'm trying to immediately sell right now, but
I've been in the house for 3 weeks.
Right!
Not that I'm trying to immediately sell, but
last house we sold, we came up pretty nice.
We want a house with three stories now.
No,
Tay-Tay has to have her own room.
Basically. It is certain things that I want to buy. Next house though, like I want my wife wants a shower and tub. Mm-hmm. I want a his and her closet. I can't share a closet with this motherfucker. I want my own fucking closet, and I don't want Jack and Jill's sinks. I want her sink on that side, my sink on this side, because I'm tired of her using my shit and her. Like this is certain.
Oh, you want to move to Ponte Vedra.
Yuli.
Because you in Duval right now. Like, you get his and hers in Duval.
Yuli, you
get yours and mine.
Right. Look, I've been planning out my. That's one thing I'll encourage other people to do this. Like, if you have that goal in mind, like, start making a wish list on Amazon and, like, decorating your shit so, like, it's constantly in your mind.
Now, are you still interested in doing the. You was trying to do like some
shipping container house. Yes. Yeah, but now I'm learning, because at first I was thinking like, okay, let's get some land and I'll just throw something on that bitch.
Mm-hmm. Get an Amazon house.
You know, yeah, I'm for real. You know, I camp. So I'm dead ass.
The way you looked at me was a white lady. That was a white lady. You looked at me like,
you know, I can't. Nigga,
you said shit, nigga, what do you want? Shit, nigga, you feel me?
You know, I sleep outside. I will sleep outside. Immediately.
But if all I gotta pay for is the land,
you're gonna make me piss so much.
But then if you get the land, you don't get the first time home buyer benefit, because that's there has to be a structure on it. I didn't know. See, and that's why I need to go talk to a realtor. So just go talk to professionals.
And I will say also, you get those benefits, those FHA benefits. But also, one of the things that I learned when we bought our first house off of Rogers Avenue was you good? I'm lost.
I'm talking to Tay.
Oh, no, okay. All right. One of the things I learned was that income matters. Mm-hmm. Because I will say the number, when we was trying to buy our first house, and we had a realtor that you may know, he kind of didn't help us. Like, he wasn't good in the process.
I got you.
Yep. And then we lost that house because we didn't have enough. Our debt to income ratio was too high. Us. And he didn't catch it. And it was like, God damn.
Because we wanted a house.
Wait, so you went through the whole process and
put money down. Like basically, yeah. Wow. And then we lost that house. Like, that was a house that we was building from the ground up. So we designed that house.
Oh, wow.
And somebody else is in that bitch right now, happy and thriving. And then we found another house with a different realtor. And then they called me and they was like, oh, well, we see this little thing and da 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 thing. And When we got the first house, my wife and I were at the same salary level. It was at 36.5. And when we went to go to the second house. Look at God. Thank you, Jesus. When we went to get the second house, I was at 36.5. My wife was at 50,000. She had jumped. And I was like, I got to catch up. But when the guy called me, he was like, yeah, there's no debt to income. Da, 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 da. I was like, well, can you just do it under her name and not my name? Because fuck, she got the income. I got the debt. She got the income. But he's like, okay, no, he figured out. And that got us into our second house, right? And then moving into the house that we're currently in, my income had went up. Hers had went up. And it was like, okay, like, yeah, y'all got some debt. But y'all income kind of offsets that. Mm-hmm. So that debt to income ratio kind of offsets that. So I say all that to say, if this is just an example. If you work at McDonald's and you're making minimum wage at McDonald's, you're going to have minimum debt to get what you want to get. If you have a salary, you ain't going to get that much.
Okay.
If you have a salary, and say your salary is entry level salary, y'all not entry level, you're going to still have to have minimum debt. Oh, look at God. You're going to have minimum income. But sometimes if your income can offset your debt, it'll help you out. Now, that's the thing that I learned is just because you make more don't mean that you should be able to spend more.
Right.
Because they will approve you for a number that will put you at the max of your income, and you'll be spending more towards your mortgage than you'll be living paycheck to paycheck still. Just be careful about
and
that.
And it's a lot of stuff I wish I knew before I got married, because if I knew what I knew now, Bree would have got her house, I would have got me a house.
Separately.
Separately.
And then we'd have rented the motherfuckers out.
We would have rented one of the motherfuckers out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Instead of going in that bitch all like, okay, boom, this is here, this is here. But you know what I'm saying? It's people need places to stay.
The one thing I would have did differently, the only thing I would have done differently, I would have bought a duplex.
Facts.
I would have bought a duplex and then moved out, but kept it and rented both of them motherfuckers out and went and bought a house and paid for my house with the income of both of those duplexes. Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? With time,
you do better.
With time comes experience, and experience comes no.
Hey, real quick, man, because I know Bruce.
It didn't play out like I wanted to be.
I was with you,
It came out good. Hey, man, real quick. So, listen to this real quick. So, roses are red, violets are blue. Trim your balls and your date will thank us too. What's up, fellas? Valentine's Day is knocking and Manscaped is the remedy for what the love doctor has ordered. His prescription, the all new Performance Package 5.0 Ultra, designed to elevate your grooming game and shine like the heartthrob you are. Join the 10 million plus men worldwide who trust Manscaped with our exclusive offer. Go to manscaped.com to snag 20% off plus free shipping with our code word dignified. Now, Nessa, Breeze, you got to use the bathroom?
Yeah.
Okay, I got you. Before we switch, are you manscaping and do you like it being at Manscaped, Nessa?
Damn, that was the question.
I go first real quick. No, I mean, I don't mind it, but
come on now, you've been here before. Sell the shit
for real, for real. Like, oh, sorry,
that goddamn hair bring odor.
My bad.
I'm like, come on, Ness, you the man. No, but
I do have the Manscaped products. I still wear them drawers.
Okay,
they're very comfortable. And we still have all the products. He does use them. He just used them the other day, which is why I'm saying I don't know that I like the clean shave, because then it grows back, and when it grows back, it's stubbly. Versus a woman, when she gets a wax, when her wax grows back, the hair is not prickly. It'll
be fine.
It's fine, which it means it's pretty soft until it starts. Now, once it grow back too much, then it defeats the purpose. But
only in America,
bro. I'd be in the shower like.
But when a man a couple days old, then that junk be prickly. Yeah, no.
Your forehead be getting scratched up.
Okay.
Okay. I Manscaped. I fuck with Manscaped because that hair brings odor, dog.
Yeah,
I don't like the odor. I don't like the odor. It's not like people like, oh, well, it's odor.
You stinking. But you can smell yourself.
Bro, like when you, I'm active. Shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm fucking running.
It's a
fight. Right. It's a fight in hallway three. I'm like, ah. Then I got to go to track practice and shit. Like, I want to go in the house and, like, it's.
I will say, I use Manscaped. They got a brand new one out now that has two levels of lights. It's dope. And
What you use? You look like a shampoo or use the.
I just go straight with the water because it's waterproof. The thing is waterproof.
The Clippers is waterproof.
Yeah. Yeah, the Clippers waterproof.
You don't use shaving cream? Is that what you're asking?
I use the deodorant.
I use it afterwards, the deodorizer, and then the ball treatment that you can use as well.
I like the ball treatment.
I use both of those.
So do you only use the deodorant but like after a shower or do you use, I'm going to work.
Oh. Like, I got thick thighs.
I throw that bitch on. That bitch is a must. It's going to work.
Put your deodorant under your arms, deodorant under your balls.
Get the balls.
So listen, you can go to manscaped.com, use our code word dignified, and get 20% off on top of what they're ordering. Now, here's the thing. Because Valentine's Day is right around the corner from when this episode premieres, it might not be there in time. This premieres on the 10th. Valentine's Day is 4 days away. But you can show that motherfucker a receipt and a picture like, I got you this, babe. Now, it's going to be here tomorrow. And when it's get here and you use it, I'm going to do some amazing things to you. Let him know that. I bet he'd be very happy and satisfied. Y'all need a five? Two? All right, yeah. We'll be right back with the Dignified Delinquents. Fellas, we've surveyed women all around the world. And 9 out of 10 women agree they prefer for their man to be groomed down below. Now, he ain't got to be completely bald, but they want him to shave that fro down just a little bit. And Manscaped is here to help you because they just released the all-new Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. Now, this trimmer has skin-soft technology, and it also features their brightest LED spotlight to date. Of course, they're waterproof and so silent, you can't even tell that I'm using them right now. You can get 20% off your Manscaped clippers or anything else on their website, like the boxes that I'm wearing too, by using our code word dignified. They'll even throw in free shipping when you go to check out. So go to manscaped.com, use that code word dignified, and upgrade your balls. All right, and we back. Hey, listen, Vanessa, you're going to appreciate this. I don't give a fuck about being perfect no more.
What?
Huh?
Look at you that. You done made some changes.
What I did?
Cut show time down.
Yeah.
The recording time is different now. Yeah.
This you just do some shit different. Changes. Listen,
cause you know, God stuff for $13.99.
Come on, Breeze. Now
at least he bought it. Shit, I remember when we switched over and it was everybody got to bring their own shit, which meant Vanessa was the only person bringing you was
drinking,
shit.
You was drinking.
I bought something every week, though.
But you was drinking.
Gin.
You had went to gin.
I went through my phases.
Yeah, I was gonna say I don't know. I don't even think I drank gin.
But whoever sat in that seat both times, bring shit.
I brought stuff. We every other
right.
Week.
And no consistency.
Yeah, it was. I only brought stuff when I got paid.
Oh.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Now, I wasn't bringing sense. Nothing if I ain't getting paid. I like if I had money to play with, then I'm playing. But if no money to play with, no play.
Strictly business.
No play. And those the week sometimes I said I ain't drinking.
Okay.
But then get here and drink. It all makes sense. Leave with the drunkest.
I tell you what though, I ain't never buy no shit that was $13.99.
Well, listen here, Breeze. Now, God damn it.
I would never try you like that.
I bet if you taste it, you're going to love it, because I had it before.
Try it then, nigga.
Come on. He ain't never had it.
Drink it then. And I'm sorry for saying, nigga. I said I'm going to stop saying that. But on Black Hair, but drink that shit then, my nigga.
Pour you a cup. I'm going to pour my cup. How about
not
that?
Not out of arguing. Yo. Come on. One little shot out of that.
That cup costs more than the whole fucking
that's his last, because y'all got how much more to do?
It do cost more. Bro, our friendship's dead now, bro. That's what you think of me. You say, I'm going to get this for Bree.
He ain't going to notice.
Can I show the bottle? Can I show this? Go ahead. Bro, what is this? What? Who?
What's bro? That label say at the top?
Wellesley original spice rum, 70 proof.
Bro, I don't even
70 proof.
Bro, nah, see what I try to do?
Nah, bro, I would never do that shit like that to you.
I'm gonna drink some of it.
Nah, you ain't never welcome them back to my house. Come to my house, you want some? Have your ass some shit that ain't even fucking allowed in the U.S. Shit cost $2. Wait, I go back to the fucking DR. Wait, I go back to Dominican Republic. Get your ass a bottle of up.
All right, y'all. Hey, we gotta move the show along. We're going right here to a New York minute.
And I am from the Bronx.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy Jay the Great Man, and this is a New York Minute. Now, I wanted to know, what's y'all thoughts about this? Now, a parent in Michigan, two parents in Michigan, actually, are on trial. Their son has been charged and convicted of a mass murder. Now, the parents are on trial for the same murder. Now, the question is, should a parent be held accountable for their children's actions?
Yeah. That's tough.
Okay, you said that's tough. Go ahead.
How old is the kid?
Right.
So he was the kid was in high school, and basically what he did was this is some of the details.
You on your own, my boy.
Some of the details was he had a mass shooting at his high school, but he was planning this mass shooting, and the state is saying that the parents were neglecting the child and not paying attention to him because they could have prevented this. And the parents brought the gun that he used to kill these folks with in a mass shooting. They found a journal that he had drew in. They said that his room was neglected and dirty. The mom wasn't paying attention to him because she was having an external affair with a fireman that they found out about. So they are now charging the parents with manslaughter. Because of what their son did to that high school, they said that the parents could have intervened.
So if his room was clean,
and he was a killer,
you know. So in this case, No, I don't think so. But like kids, not coming to school, skipping school, all that type of shit, truancy, yeah.
Let's get on them.
Yeah,
they don't get on them though.
No, they don't. And all those little warning signs along the way, yeah, let's get on them. But cases like that, or remember when I think it was in Virginia, a kid bought a gun to school, but it was the parent's fault because the parent was supposed to
lock the gun up.
Well, that part, but walk the kid and make sure the kid had his medicine, and the kid didn't get the medicine that day. But I'm not a parent. To me, that seems like a simple, easy mistake, like, oh shit, I just forgot that one day type of thing. I don't know, and I don't think that the parents should be held accountable. But on smaller offenses, those one leading up, like your kids in a fight, going to alternative schools, all that type of stuff, yeah, let's hold parents accountable. Yeah.
The future killers.
Let's stop them before they get to that, you know what I'm saying?
Because I agree with Vanessa, because, like, kids are sneaky. You think you know your child and you don't. I can't tell you how many times I call parents to my office and tell them or show them videos of their child, and they don't believe that's their child. It's deny, then here's a video. You know what I'm saying? So neglect, sometimes I think that word gets thrown around a lot. You know, your kids in high school. I'm not finna be going to your room all the time, say clean this room up.
Yeah.
You know this room should be clean. If you like living in fucking filth, then you like living in fucking filth.
That's on you.
But you ain't finna be coming in the living room throwing shit. Get this shit out of my living room. I don't think that's neglect.
One of the craziest things that I saw in this story was that they found out that the mom, who was married, was having an external affair with a firefighter, and he would come to her job like at 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock in the morning when he got off, and then they would go and have sex, and then she'll go back to work. Like, what the fuck they gotta do with her?
They ain't gotta do nothing with nothing.
Y'all done ruined her fucking marriage.
God damn, yeah.
This shit been going good, isn't it? The whole time, I just still want to fucking kill
juggling
her.
Both.
Yeah. Right.
And the firefighter had to testify. Oh. Yeah, the firefighter had to come to court and testify.
I mean, neglect is a far fetch to me. Neglect.
Yeah.
Like, he wasn't being beaten. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, at sometimes shit, charge these teens with neglect when you get of age and you don't fucking fuck with your parents.
Yeah.
Charge them mother. They ain't seen my son in 3 years. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think, just back to the general question, not so much as like hold parents accountable with a consequence, but like, what if we could reward parents, like give them extra on their taxes because your kids got a 3.0 GPA?
That costs money.
You know, it does, but they got it.
Yeah, they got it somewhere.
They got it, but they don't want to give it.
Yeah. This is the one sector they don't want to fund. Kids, the future, but they don't want to put no money into the fucking future. But yeah, so I'm less, even in school, I'm less on the punishment and more on like, how can we do rewards to curb that behavior? But at the end of the day, yeah, parents should either be held accountable or rewarded.
And not to go against what you're saying, but sometimes rewards is just another reason to finesse.
Yeah.
And people finesse the hell out. If you tell me it's a reward for doing certain stuff, it's a way to finesse. I don't care what you do or how you try to put a situation in front of it. It's a way to finesse.
Yeah.
And if you're smart enough to get that, you know what I'm saying, get through that crack, go ahead. Get it. More power to you.
Get it. Yeah.
But most people ain't that smart.
Yeah.
No.
Not a majority of people.
Shit, I'm not. I just had to drop $5,000 on my credit because I ain't that smart. Like, most people not. Yeah,
shit,
but
I stay up all night on Google.
Yeah.
I got to pay how much for these credit cards? I'm on this business. Somebody on YouTube that been through this situation.
You right. Yeah, because I got one more.
But anytime I get in a bad situation, I'm up all night. And Bree, she hate that about me.
Because you can't sleep.
I can't sleep until I figure out how the fuck we gonna fix this.
Yeah.
And when I figure out, she was like, "How the fuck did you do that?"
Google University,
TikTok,
YouTube, Community College. Hey, let us know in the comments, man. What's your thoughts about this, man? Should a parent be held accountable for their children's actions? That has been a New York Minute.
And I am from the Bronx.
I'm from that shit, bitch. Yummy.
Breeze.
Yo.
We going to U-Dawg. We going right here with question of the day.
I say I got a couple questions.
Let me ask you.
Let me get back. Question of the day.
Yo, it's your boy Breeze. And the question of the day is, what betting app do you use? And what's the most you want on the bet? And most you bet it?
I'm going to stay out of this because I haven't bet anything.
Never.
Besides like a little, like, I bet you $10 that bottle costs less than $10. Like something like that. Oh, yeah. Apps, no.
Don't bring it up, Vanessa, because my heart still hurt forever.
You used to have someone, if I recall.
No, I did do, I joined a fantasy league, and the overall gift for that, I think, was like $500 or something like that.
Okay.
But I was paying, I didn't pay the person, but I was going to split the proceeds if we got it. But we was winning for a long time, and I think Dawg just fell off. But basically, I gave him the login to my fantasy league, and he controlled it for me.
Okay.
Like, I want to give you a little bit of money for your whatchamacallits, and then you break parlays. Me off. But you doing so good on your own, you probably ain't going to
do that. That's bad.
How much?
I do that shit with other people.
You said six.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I do that shit with other people all the time.
You say he switched.
But they got to understand, like, I tell them, like, we might lose, win.
Well, I could lose $6.
You know, right. But I do that shit all the time, so.
We'll be in touch.
I do that shit all the time.
I will say, I used to use Prize Picks. I haven't been on there as much because the payout isn't as good as the Hard Rock Casino app. So I'm on Hard Rock. Now, the most I've bet it, I think I bet the most is probably like 50. And the most I've won at one time was probably like 400 off of a $50 bet, which I was happy about.
Right.
So that's 350 technically won. But
tell me about the time that you almost bet more than you fucking needed to bet. When we was talking on the phone, and you said, "Breeze, should I do this?"
Was this recently?
And I said, "Bro, don't do it." About the Lions and the 49ers.
I like how you put that together and spun it back to me. So the Detroit Lions in the conference championship game versus the 49ers, they were up big at half.
Right.
And the Hard Rock will allow you to bet still up until like a final minute.
Correct.
So Detroit was up like what, 28 points or 21 points? So I was just playing with numbers, and if I would have put $5,000 down to bet, I would have made $2,000. So my five would have turned into seven. I would have made $2,000. But thank God I didn't, because Detroit ended up losing to the 49ers. It's some bullshit. So I'm happy that you talked me out of that one. Like, nah, bro, don't do that shit. So thank you for that, Breeze. Thank you.
Anytime, dude. <Jim. laughs> So the most I bet, I don't bet a lot. I might bet 20, 30, no more than 50. I take the light bets, but I do big parlays. So I use Hard Rock. I do a lot of parlays. I do a lot of end games.
Mm-hmm.
I do a lot of for sures. Like, if certain people I know are gonna give me a for sure. like Joker in the NBA gives me a double-double for sure. Embiid is going to, well, when he was playing for you towards the meniscus, you know what I'm saying? It's going to give me a certain amount of points for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't go about like maybes. I don't do the maybes. I do guarantees. I need guarantees. So that's how I bet. I win a lot, but I don't bet too much money. Because if I lose that money, then y'all going to see me this in the rod wave on the Dane's point. And anytime anybody
that's a jumping to reference, right. Anytime, we didn't know.
Anytime anybody listen to Rod Wave on Dane's point, it's not good. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, you going, you shit, you
I've
going,
been broke so many times.
I don't know what to do. Y'all saw Rod Wave big ass falling up that goddamn stage.
But nah, that's the question of the day is, what better app do you use? What's the most you want, and what's the most you bet it?
I say I got a couple questions.
Let me ask you.
Look, question of the day.
Now, it's been a while since I've been able to say this like this, but I'm happy to be able to say it. Nessa!
You.
What's going on this week, dog, and love them and or leave them?
Ooh. Y'all bear with me. It's been a minute. Class is in session somewhere in America. Hey, cousins. I hope y'all doing good. Okay, so I recently turned 30 and I told myself that for 2024, I was going to put myself first and do some of the things that I put off doing. When I was 16, I had gotten pregnant and had to forgo some plans I had for my future, like college, to be able to take care of my daughter. I got my phlebotomy license and have did jobs in the healthcare field. So I figured 2024, I would go to college to become a registered nurse. My daughter is only almost 15 and doesn't need me as much as she did when she was a toddler, so I have more free time to myself. I started class at a local community college this past January, and to be honest, it wasn't as tough as I thought it would be. I was a good student back in the day. I'm not taking a full load because I didn't want to put too much pressure on myself, plus I still work. So now I'm taking college algebra and art history. Anyway, the reason I'm writing y'all is because I need some advice. My art history class is a 1 day a week evening course, and there are about 20 students. I was paired with another student to work on a project, and he and I kind of hit it off. This was during the first week or so. He's fine as fuck, cousins, and he rizzed me up. I gave him my number and we started texting. I asked him how old he was and he told me college age. I didn't dig anymore because that means he's old enough. We had been conversing for a minute, and one day I invited her to come over to my place for, a weekend my daughter was with her dad. He came over, I cooked, and we had sex all over my apartment. Some of the best dick I had in a while. I must have put that thing on him because he was passed out. Now me, being nosy, I noticed his kids on the table connected to his lanyard. I looked at it and said, blank blank high school? I didn't trip because he's in college, right? When he woke up, I asked him if he had went to high school there, and that my daughter is a freshman in that school. He told me that he technically was still a student because he's a senior taking college classes. My jaw hit the ground. I demanded for him to tell me how old he was, and he said he just turned 18 in October, and he showed me his ID. What the fuck? I was really hunching on one of my daughter's classmates. I felt sick. I haven't been to that class ever since. I talked to one of my friends, and she told me that I didn't do anything wrong and that he's of age. Cousins, this has thrown off my plan. I didn't want to be looked at as a cradle robber. What should I do? Do I report this? Should it not matter because he's 18 and legal? Do I keep having sex with him? Sign, I need help and answers. Girl, you gonna keep packing up. Some of the best dick you ever had. I mean, I would feel weird about the fact that he's still going to high school, so I would pump the brakes. And I ain't never did nothing with nobody with age yet. Honestly, I ain't never had the desire for anybody that much younger than me. No shade, that's just me and my preference. I don't like nobody too much older either. But yeah, I don't think you did anything wrong. He was kind of misleading. I hope you're not like looking for a relationship or anything from this guy. But if you just, you know, whoop a little bit, there ain't nothing wrong. You didn't do nothing wrong. But yeah, I would say give it some time. Let him graduate. It's January. That's a long 5 months without that thing. But he'll be all right. Yeah. And what the fuck does Riz Duck mean?
I don't know.
Anybody? You got to put that in the comments or DM me, cousin, and tell me what Riz Duck mean. Am I too old to be? Well, you 30. Shit, I'm 30 and you using it, so I guess I can use it.
She ain't regular 30. She ain't maturity level is not
yours. Okay. You think like she older than me?
No, I think she's just not.
Oh, okay.
Not at all. I think she's younger than you. I think she's really like 12.
And with that, turn it over to Breeze. No, that's all I think. You ain't did nothing wrong, but you are wrong if you keep going. Let that man finish high school and then jump back on it. Breeze.
I turned 30 when I was 16. I got pregnant. My daughter's 15. 18, 12-year difference. Her daughter, so... Her daughter a freshman, right?
15. Gotta be almost a freshman. 15. Gotta so she a freshman or a sophomore.
This guy's a senior. Her daughter don't know this boy. She might see him if he's an athlete or something. He might, yeah.
She know who this is.
You think so?
If he's...
Your type at 15 is not your type at 18. Her daughter chasing a little knuckleheads right now.
Yeah, he might be right.
He in college, taking early classes? This is not your daughter's type. She's not looking for him.
Yeah, you're right. He handsome, though. Yeah, I can tell.
Yeah, he must be. Mm-hmm. And she asking us a question like she gonna stop. You not gonna stop. Your friend already gave you said you ain't did nothing wrong. And everybody knows a woman's friend, when they tell that friend, whatever their friend says goes. If your friend would have been like, girl, you disgusting. You disgust me. I'm disappointed in you. You wouldn't even wrote us. You're like, but your friend said it's okay, but you want a second opinion for somebody to say it's okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say it's okay. Mm. Because I was 18 and I knocked off a couple 30-year-olds. Mm. Way crazy. Back in the day. I was in college and I hit a couple, but I was in college. I wasn't in high school. I was in college and I did whatever.
She going to be at his high school graduation. Trying to walk past.
I don't think she's gonna be a high school graduate. Her daughter.
Her daughter. Yeah, you're right.
Like,
she's not right.
But what does she want more? Like, is this just gonna be the thing? But she's 30, so she might be in that mindset that she left out. Like, I need me a man. I want somebody. Whatever. Maybe it's a chance. She thought he was 24. It's a chance. He's 20. He's 23, 24. It might be a chance we can make this work. Nah, this boy's 18. It's no future.
And he done knocked you. I see. Oh, his confidence is.
Yes. And he hasn't even really been to college yet. So when he go to college, this shit's dead. But if you want to keep getting your rocks off while he's here, why not? Shit. Like, he's 18. He's of age. Do your thing. But I don't know why you act like you feel so hurt to find out he was 18. Because if somebody told me they was of college age, I'm like, what the fuck that mean? Like, me personally, I'm like, nah, hell to the nah. Let me see. I need to know your age. Don't tell me I'm of age. I'm of this age. Nah, what is your age? I asked you a question. I want an answer.
Sweetheart, what is your name?
My name is what my mama named me.
When the you fuck? Was 18, you was getting down like how you can get down right now?
Me?
Yeah.
Was no. I looking like no?
Or anybody? You no. don't know. No. So like you 30, you don't realize he.
She has, but now
he's now, a novice.
She did get pregnant at 16.
She been fucking for a while.
Okay. So yeah, but it wasn't like
I will say
it wasn't like love making. It wasn't like a nigga like really. Okay. They just
that 18 year old got a lot of stamina though.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, he got a lot of stamina.
Nah, it's she used to. This 18 year old's.
Pump anthem. What's that off of?
Damn. It's a difference. You know what I'm saying? Like, longer don't mean better, but some people confuse it. Some people confuse longer for better. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Long, just because it's longer don't mean it's better.
That's true.
And I think that's what she's confusing. Like, just because this nigga, he can get
right back up. Nigga, right back up. The whole game in 2 minutes.
Right. You know what you're doing. You know what I'm saying. He might just be good at that and just continue. After a while, if you keep doing the same, if you keep putting the same glass in the same spot it's over and over, break. That shit gonna break. Mm. So if I keep doing that over and over, but if I can punch this bitch one if time, I know
the cheat code. What the?
Listen here. Listen here. Listen. If I can look you in the eyes and punch this glass and break this bitch the first time,
yeah. Let me answer, Breeze. I'm sorry.
Nah, you good. I don't know.
Yeah, ma'am. Listen here. This is my answer. You keep fucking him, you're going to jail. Not really, but your ass need to, because he is in high school. If he was like a traditional college student, a true college student, I wouldn't have no problem. As Breeze, I talked to a lady in her 30s. I was 19, but I look back now at 30 years old, and I would be disgusted if I talked to somebody who was 19 at 30. Mm-hmm. Not saying that you should be disgusted. You should feel any type of way because he is legal. Do whatever the fuck you want to. These white actors dating these young and black actors dating these young Diddy, dating Cassie. He was fucking 38. She was 19, 20. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, do. I
can't imagine.
Right. You know what I mean?
I can't.
Do what you feel, but I mean, myself personally, I couldn't do it. I would feel disgusted. Here's the thing. You said, I'm not taking a full load of classes because I didn't want to put too much pressure on myself. Oh, you taking a full load, bitch.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you taking a full load. I just want to let you know that that's a damn lie. You is. I would say, leave this young boy alone, because I think, you know, at the top of this show we talked about pretty wings and time. He gonna fall in love with you, and then there's gonna be some other shit.
I don't think so.
Yeah, he gonna fall in love with this old lady. She got her own place. The girls his age ain't got their own place. They still live with their mama. He can come spend a weekend there. Tell his parents that he's going to his homeboy house, but really be at your house. Mm-hmm. You cooking? He's like, he playing house and shit. Let this young man live. He's dueling rolling. What this sound like? So he got plans to go to college. Let this man live. Don't you be the hindrance. You fuck around, get pregnant at 30 with your second kid. This be his first. And not both of y'all in some bull. Leave this young man alone. Go find you some dick somewhere else, ma'am. That's my advice to you.
I want you to teach him a lesson, like, for being deceiving. Like, I want you to, like, cut him off just to
fuck with him.
Nah, boo boo.
He 18.
He do care. They shit, always come back around.
That shit a win.
It is a win. No, he's won.
The lady that I hit 130, I don't even know if she's still alive. Like, I hit her and I was gone.
But he not gonna
she's
be gone.
She's 60 now, huh, Bree?
Basically.
Oh, shit.
Damn.
Oh, life. Said, life.
Damn, she is 60.
Ew.
At the lodge with the veterans.
With the veterans lodge. With one of them hats and the hell thing that comes down.
Piece. This nigga did math fast as
with
well.
The kid heels.
With the kid heels.
With the boots up there.
I'm disgusted.
Would you run it back if she was fine?
60?
Yeah.
At 30?
Yeah.
Quickly.
Would you run it back? He was fine.
A fine 60-year-old man? Yeah.
And man.
I wouldn't tell nobody though. Yeah. I wouldn't tell nobody her real age. How old she is? You know.
You know.
Mm-hmm. You know. That's Gloria.
Of your age.
She can drive. Yeah, right. She's a driving age.
That's just barely.
She is drinking, don't you? That's
barely. I wish somebody would ask me, and as they say, I'm college age. The fuck does that mean?
Yeah, I wouldn't just take that as an answer either. You know. She knew.
She knew.
You might have known.
She seen this boy getting picked up. And she just wanted to see what he was gonna say. Maybe she did it anyway. She knew.
Yeah, now if he was like, "Do you got a girlfriend?" and he gave you a vague answer, you might have just went with
niggas
it.
Niggas don't play with age, unless you Kelly.
But yeah. The age, I would have been like, "Wait, so how fucking old are you?"
Right. Yeah. I'm not finna just give you this coupon.
You knew.
You know how to wrap it up still. You know how to close it still. Let's see.
That was Love 'Em or Leave 'Em. If you have a crazy story or something that you need advice or an opinion on, you can write into the Dignified Delinquents at
jtgentertainment.com
and let us know what's going on. That was Love 'Em or Leave 'Em.
Damn, you still got it.
Yes, she is.
I wish I would have remembered. No,
you
could.
You could. You've been gone down there 2 years. Dang, that's what happened.
That was Love 'Em or Leave 'Em.
Hey, we moving the show along. Can I go? Can I kick it?
Just kick.
No. Can I kick it?
Kick.
Yes, you can. God damn it. You niggas don't know none of it. Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
Yes, you can.
You're
going right the fuck here.
Tell me how you really feel. Tell me how you really feel. Top five.
Yo, it's your boy Jay the Great Man, and this week in my top five, so obviously Usher is doing the Super Bowl on Sunday. He has a great song called Trading Places.
No.
God damn it.
Sorry.
he has a song called Trading Places that he has, and Valentine's Day is also coming up, so I know women always be tripping about, what can I get my man? What can I get my man for Valentine's Day? This is a list of things that you can get your man besides coochie. All right? Like men love pussy. But this is something that you can get him concurrently with, parallel to, in agreement. This is just something that you can get him with coochie, because all men need this stuff. You ready for it? All right, and take that whenever I say something, switch to them to get their reaction. That way we can cut it. Here we go. Top gifts for men that you can get him in lieu of a coochie. Boxers, white tees, and tank tops. Every man has holes in his boxers. And socks. Nessa said socks. That's a good one. Number two, Saint Laurent cologne.
Ooh.
Ooh. Huh?
I like that.
Get that with some coochie. That nigga gonna marry your ass. Yeah. Put it on him, make you want to marry me. All right, number three. Dinner at a steakhouse, but not Rucris.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? And concurrent with some coochie?
Mm-hmm.
Concurrently?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Nessa.
Mm-hmm.
Breeze, like, I don't know.
Nah, my thing came apart.
Okay.
But I'm with that. I was like, steak and coochie.
Steak and coochie. That goes together. Steak, coochie, steak, and lobster. Coochie later.
Yeah,
that goes. That's a trio. Here we go. A weighted blanket and some coochie. You ever had a weighted blanket laid on top of you?
I never had one, but
after you got some coochie?
That sound good.
Get some coochie, then have a throw a weighted blanket on top of your ass. Bet you be in a coma.
So coochie first, then weighted.
Then weighted, yeah. You be passed the fuck out. That's the thing. And then the last one, you can get your man Manscaped and some coochie. That's a good one.
That's my favorite one.
That's the best one there. Manscaped.
Him and her gift. That's for you and for him.
Double whammy.
Wham. That's my top five this week of things that you can get your man in lieu of a coochie for Valentine's Day.
That's the best one.
Tell me how you really feel. Tell me how you really feel. Top five.
Now, before we get up out of here, Ness, Breeze, it's been a great fucking show. Here's the thing. We used to do a thing called Women Want to Know, but we have guests coming in. Mm-hmm. So now we're going to do a thing called Our Guest Wants to Know, or Vanessa Wants to Know.
Okay.
Whatever Vanessa wants, it ain't got to be a woman thing. It can be whatever's on Vanessa's chest.
Mm.
You can get it off. You can ask it. Just whatever.
You asked one earlier. I was trying to hit your leg and say, save me.
Remember that
one. Oh, yeah. I didn't. I'm sorry.
You already asked it.
I have a similar one, though.
Okay. Vanessa wants to know. Whatever Vanessa wants to know.
No, I have a similar one. And this is free game from Jerry and Breeze with Valentine's Day coming up. This has happened to me. Not in this relationship, but in previous. What does it mean whenever... Our first year together, we celebrate Valentine's Day. He go all out. We went to the roof, Chris. Mm. We got the strawberries, the bags, all of this stuff. Next year, all of a sudden, he don't celebrate man-made holidays. He don't believe in that. It's Valentine's Day every year. So what does that switch, what could be?
He seen how expensive your ass was.
Every day.
And once he realized, like, damn, fuck.
Fuck.
Every time I go out, shit, it's a light bill.
Yeah.
Like, he realized, like, damn, like, I'm spending this on her every day. I ain't no sense no the 14 and no little naked baby with an arrow and it can fly.
Yeah.
Shoot at it. I'm not supporting. No. It's
every day.
Okay.
Be a so genuine. Holiday.
It's just expensive.
Yeah. That don't mean he don't care about you. That just means, like, he just. He might really never did, honestly, but in order to get you, sometimes you gotta do something all out at one time.
Yeah, okay.
And I would say too, like, is he the guy that treats you like every day is a holiday? Like, is he doing things on a regular Tuesday? I was like, oh, this was so sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Because in my opinion, at my grown ass age, I'm 30 years old, been celebrating Valentine's Day years. I'm like, man, this is just some bullshit to make for people to make
spend
money.
My money.
Mm-hmm. The best day is the day after Valentine's Day when all this shit is 50% off to 75% off. I can get you the same big ass bear, mm-hmm. the same chocolate that don't expire until 2025, the same right. fucking flowers ain't gonna die until Sunday. I can get you the same shit the day after, but they mark this shit up because it's Valentine's Day. The same jewelry that's gonna be on sale today. It's like day after Christmas. It's the best sale. So I think just realizing that maybe he was financially responsible and was like, hey, that first year I went on a lot, but the second year, listen, we celebrate on the 15th.
Facts.
So it's not. Cause I know I felt like it. Okay, he being lazy, he getting comfortable. Right. It's not that.
Hell no.
Okay, because I know it's a lot of women out there that's probably
hell no. Okay. If he doesn't do shit for you throughout the year, he ain't give a fuck about you.
Facts.
And then Valentine's Day come and he still don't give a fuck about you, like the one day you're supposed to, nigga. Mm. Then that's different. But right. If he do shit throughout the year, I think that he is a responsible young person with his pockets.
Okay.
Like Bree said, because you can easily go. Try to fucking find a reservation on Valentine's Day. You're gonna be sitting outside waiting for 2 hours in the cold.
Right.
Like, let's go in the house, let's watch a movie on Netflix, and tomorrow we can go see The Color Purple. How about that?
Right.
That's so romantic. No, I appreciate that, because I definitely was one that was like, he don't love me. He don't really care.
He don't love me like he used to.
Okay. Y'all heard it here first. He do care.
He do care.
He trying to be responsible.
He do love you. Listen. Hey, man, it's been a great fucking show.
For real.
I appreciate Nessa, Ness Breeze, and your boy Jada Gray. Let's go. Nessa, what can they follow on your scale? Stay up with you. What you got going on?
Sure. All you need right now is Instagram. @Nessa Ness. Same on TikTok. I just be posting my little hair journey. I'm like 13 months locked up now. But that's all I got going right now.
Breeze. Is it locked fully?
Can I touch it? Ooh,
they
drink. Now the root still my this side.
Right, but the ends, we call.
I got a question for you. Do you have a lock by Dre on the ends of those? Because I need one of those.
Not yet. They not. Once my roots get set, then yeah.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. No, you know what I'm talking about?
Look, yeah.
I need one.
Yeah, you want one?
Yeah, like one of them things.
Yeah, I know, the lockets.
Yeah, lockets. There you go. I didn't know what the name of it was. Okay. Breeze.
Yo, you can follow me on Instagram @ThatDudeBreeze. Make sure if you haven't already, y'all go to my baby website. It's Ari's World. Y'all get y'all cup. Y'all get y'all books, and we good.
Get Smitty with it
on TikTok. Y'all make sure y'all follow. I've been stepping back from TikTok trying to get this content thing going. I'm seeing it's really a finesse for real. You really got to know what you're doing on that. So I stepped back, but we back, man. Y'all make sure y'all follow us on TikTok @GetSmittyWithIt.
Yo, it's your boy Jerry the Great, man. Listen, you can follow me on all platforms @JerryTheGreat. I am maybe going to be in Baltimore with Rodney Perry and Solo Jones. That is Super Bowl weekend. So if you don't see me there, no. It ain't Baltimore. Super Bowl in fucking Vegas.
I know, but it's still Vegas.
Yeah, no. Calm down. And the tickets are free. So potentially. I'll let y'all follow me on Instagram @JerryTheGreat, all platforms @JerryTheGreat to find out more. We are the Dignified Linguists. No matter how old we fucking get, no matter how long we been gone and come back, we still Dignify the Linguists, and we in this bitch, and we in this piece. And you probably won't believe this, but we out.